culture shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
That's excited voice right there. Or at least partially excited.
It's Friday the 13th.
Oh. See, I gotta do that over again. Now you gotta do that over again. Ready?
I'm sorry.
Say it again. Okay,
it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that was a little better.
Does that sound more dramatic that way when you put that in there?
When you put that in, it's like the... I don't know.
Yeah, well, it is. It's Friday the 13th, so...
Yeah.
Right now, there's a lot of people who are still hiding under their covers instead of going to work.
Right.
You think I'm joking, but it's true.
I know. People freak out. Good morning. Welcome to Friday the 13th and Static Radio. Steve-O, Yo, and Michelle in the morning. And, yeah, it is Friday. We got a lot on the plate today, actually. We got Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. We have Jake and Johnny B coming in from Glory Christian Fellowship. Going to be talking about a new college ministry that they've been doing, and I've been a part of that one.
Cool.
Helping out with worship and stuff with Johnny B, guitar player for the Echoing Green, and just all around awesome
Cool guy.
I love that dude.
Yeah, Johnny B is awesome.
So they'll be in today. Michelle's in.
I'm here
until you have to go to your real job.
Yes.
And don't be late.
I won't.
You be on time.
I've been on time.
All right? Because if you're late, I get yelled at.
Uh-oh.
You haven't been late, though, so I haven't been yelled at yet.
So you don't know if this
I'm
is actually
totally
going to happen.
I'm totally making stuff up right now. But it is Friday the 13th, so you never know.
That's right. Something could happen.
Yeah.
At any moment.
I'm not... Are you guys super... Michelle, are you superstitious?
No, I've been freed of my ways.
Okay. You used to be or what?
Freed of your ways?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I used to be in high school, and then it didn't help that I was like drama nerd, where it's like, oh, don't say this in the theater.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah. Like, hardcore. If you said that one time...
You're not allowed to say Macbeth. You're not allowed to say, what is it?
Good luck.
Good luck. It was always break a leg.
Yeah, we didn't even say that, because that was bad luck in our theater.
Really? That's stupid, because it's good luck in ours. Anyways.
Yeah, I remember all that.
Yeah.
I had a drama teacher who took that serious. And
they do.
I would tweak with her all the time. It's like, I was practicing my lines for Macbeth. What? It's like, oh, that's right. We're not even doing that play, are we? It's Midsummer's Night Dream. I always get those confused. I'm so sorry. I thought we were doing Macbeth. What?
Oh, dude.
I like Macbeth. I mean, I think Macbeth is a good play. Don't you enjoy Macbeth? She's like, stop saying it out loud. Running away.
Yeah, we weren't even allowed to say that in the classroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah, not.
Does anybody know why?
Ghosts don't. The theater ghosts don't like it. There's a theater ghost in every single theater.
So
that's why you have to have the blue light on.
We live at Hogwarts or something. What is that?
Just the theaters.
Just in theaters.
No, she's right. It's true. It goes back to every theater has a ghost, and you say Macbeth, and they get angry, and they'll drop stage lights on you.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, if you have a stage light on your head, you can't say Macbeth anymore.
Ooh, yeah,
that's
true.
That's it.
I actually, me and Joey do this show thingy on the CW, You Rock Albuquerque. And we one time went with some ghost hunters, like quote-unquote ghost hunters, real, quote-unquote real ghost hunters. And we were at the Chemo Theater because there's the theater ghost there.
Did you say Macbeth to get the ghost come?
No. Well, no, because this is, there's like a shrine at the
Chemo
Theater.
I saw that episode.
This is real.
I saw that.
This is real. Like, there's a shrine, and they, before every play or before everything, they lay something at the altar of Bobby. I'm totally serious. And there was a dead bat. I'm not kidding. There was like all kinds of crazy stuff in there. And I guess, true story, there was a kid in the early 1900s who was at the theater to see an action film. No, it was Laurel and Hardy. And,
that's action.
Yeah. And the boiler room, there was like an explosion and he was on the stairs. Died. And so they have all these crazy stories about.
So they have an altar
Bobby.
At the theater, and people wonder why others don't enjoy the theater very much.
I feel like these stories are common though, because even in my theater, I don't know if it was made up. I've never seen anything documented on it.
Right.
There's apparently there was some horrific murder inside the theater of ours. But our theater was...
In high school?
Our theater is over 100 years old. And so it was easier to believe because there's creaks and noises and weird smells and people would tell you these stories. You're like, oh my gosh, don't go down there. And like the basement part is boarded off. You're not allowed to go in there. And it's just like... Why?
Wow.
And so never
that
know.
Actually does sound creepy because if it's at a school, why wouldn't you be able to go somewhere? Why is it boarded off?
Yeah, we aren't allowed. We weren't allowed.
Don't go in there.
And since I've left, it's been like 6 years since I've been there. That gym, it's a gym / theater place, is no longer available to anyone. So.
See, I think I had a different experience when I was in high school because, you know, I've already been a Christian for... I don't know, a long time.
Right.
And, I honestly did not believe in luck. I still don't really believe in
luck. Right, right.
So when people talk about their superstitions and whatnot, and they get like, oh, I'd be like, what is wrong with you?
Right.
Why am I the one mocked for having faith as a Christian when you believe in the stupidest things?
You know what's funny, though? Even as Christians, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I played on a Christian softball team. And in baseball, there's the same superstitions. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's not necessarily for luck. I do the same things when I step up to the plate. Like, there are certain ways that I've just always done it. And it's not necessarily a superstition, but I mean, kind of is. I'm not like the kind where it's like, I got to wear the same socks till we win.
Is that a superstition or is that preparation? Because it's like one thing to like go up to the free throw line, because I play basketball, not baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing to go up to free throw line and do certain things to get you like zoned in to make the shot. That's one thing. That's like preparation.
But if you don't do those things, would it throw you off to where you're like, I didn't do that preparation, therefore.
No, not really. I don't get psyched out like that. But... is that preparation or is it superstition? Because, like, wearing the same socks and the same, you know, equipment everywhere all the time and not washing it, that's like superstition.
Or
that's
just
not
gross.
Preparation.
Or just gross.
Or it's just gross.
Because me and Ramsey
smell
pretty
hygiene.
Bad. Yeah.
Or it's just like,
it's disgusting.
It's just boys coming up with another way to avoid having to do any laundry.
Right.
Because we will go to great lengths in order to do that. No, I can't wash that because it's lucky. And your mom's like, you need to wash. It's crawling on the floor on its own. It's like, Mom, I'm telling you, we're going to win the state championship if I don't wash that. You just don't want to do laundry, do you?
I will tell you right now, I was on a team called the Demon Hunters, and we were doing all right. We had been winning our games, and so I was like, do not wash my jersey. Do not wash my jersey. And Chrissy washed my jersey, and we lost the next game. And I'm
that
totally
ruined everything.
I'm totally a grown-up. And we got into a real marriage fight because I was like, you washed my jersey, and we lost the game. It had nothing to do with the fact that we sucked today. It was because you washed my jersey. I kid you not.
Superstitions are an interesting thing because I wonder how often they're like self-fulfilling prophecies.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we totally psych ourselves out to the point where we fulfill the very thing that we're afraid of. And then we're like, see, the superstition is true. When, like you pointed out, it's like, actually, you played a bad game.
Right.
You stunk.
But did I play a bad game because I was consciously thinking about the fact that Chrissy washed my jersey and I knew we were going to lose, so there it was predestined?
I wouldn't say predestined, but I'd say that you had a self-fulfilling prophecy because you totally psyched yourself. My jersey's washed. You're not focused. You're not zoned in on the game. It's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
We posted on Facebook, you know, do you believe in luck? Why or why not?
Yeah.
Because it's an interesting question for us as Christians. Is there such a thing as serendipity?
No.
Do we believe in serendipity? Do we believe in luck? Are some people lucky and some people unlucky?
I don't even like that movie.
You don't even like
serendipity? Yeah, that movie's kind of dumb. Huh? Thank you, female who didn't like that movie, because I'm pretty sure all other females in the universe like that movie.
Didn't like it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Segway.
Yeah. John Cusack, Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Serendipity. Yeah.
Bleh. But I'm not a fan. I don't believe in coincidences because there are no coincidences. You know what I mean?
That's kind of the same thing.
And so, I don't know. 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is Friday the 13th, and we got some Demon Hunter on the way back.
Just another day.
Static Radio. Demon Hunter Deteriorate right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O, Yo, and Michelle in studio. I want to remind you guys, coming up Friday, May 4th, it's Promageddon.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. It's a big event for high school students. It is probably our biggest event of the year. Friday, May 4th, 7 p.m. at the Amphitheater and Hub.
It may be the last event of the year.
It's true. This is very true. You never know. You know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow.
No, we're not. And in 2012, all bets are off.
Yeah, so tickets are just $19. So get them now, because if the world ended tomorrow, you wouldn't care anyways, and we could use the support. So,
of course,
today.
If the world ended tomorrow, the support wouldn't matter.
We wouldn't care either. So, yeah, tickets are just $19. $15 for Klingons or groups of 10 or more. Or if you'd like to be lazy and get your tickets the day of, tickets at the door are actually $25. So it's going to cost you $6 more to get them at the door. However, that's $6 more that benefits Static Radio. And since we're a listener-supported station, we need your money. Be lazy. Get them at the door.
It could benefit for a long time or a short time. We don't know. Yeah. But it will be an extra benefit.
That's exactly the
important thing.
So there's going to be an iPhoto bar that night from 8 to 10. There's going to be portraits, picture discs you can pick up for $15. There's going to be a professional photographer on site. Yeah, I'm telling you, it is going to be our biggest, baddest prom we've ever had. Promageddon going down Friday, May 4th at the Hub.
Shouldn't you say iPhoto counter? Because you say that other word, and I think some homeschool parents are suddenly freaking out just a little bit.
We're taking the word back.
We're taking the word back.
Are you kidding me? We're going through name changes for our church. I kid you not. And we still are. We're talking about it, and we're probably going to, it's going to be revealed soon in May.
Okay.
The name I seriously wanted, I kid you not. The pub. You know why? Because originally...
Social gathering?
Yes! Yeah. It was the public place. That's why it was called the pub. It was the public place. It was where everybody gathered for news and for hanging out with your friends. And that's what the church should be, is a family. You know what I mean? Our church is a family.
You don't need that anymore. Everyone has smartphones. That's where they gather publicly.
Screw smartphones. All right?
It's true. I'm not condoning it one way or the other. I'm just saying you don't need the pub anymore. Because you know what would happen if you had the pub? You'd have a bunch of people with bad posture as they hunched over their phone communicating with the person on the other side of the room without actually talking to them, because it's just faster to do it over the phone.
Yeah.
I was watching a show last night and they made a great statement that I thought was so true. Oh man, she's from the 80s. She still uses her phone as a phone. It's like, that's so true.
Yeah.
No one uses their phone as a phone anymore.
That's why we have antennas and we run interference, so when people walk into the building, we don't even need to tell them to turn them off because they don't work.
Oh, really? You use those?
No, that'd be me.
Man, you got me excited.
I was so excited.
Like, that's so cool. I know those things exist.
Yeah,
I've never heard
of
an actual church using
that. That's a good idea. Except for the fact that, you know, if there were ever like an emergency or something, you know. They might get
You could
trouble.
Always have someone run in and yell fire. That's the way they used to do it. That's the way they did it old school.
True
someone would run
story.
In fire and everyone would run out. You didn't need all the fancy technological gadgets.
Well, it is Friday the 13th, and Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, you posted it. Do you believe in luck? We're talking about superstitions, luck.
Coincidence. It's an interesting day for us as Christians, because that whole issue of luck that comes up, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. So what are your thoughts? 505-338-3700. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going, man. How you doing?
Right on. Good. On Wednesday, I was going to say I don't really believe in good luck or bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
But on Wednesday, I was watching the news, and then they had a contest to win tickets for the New Mexico Auto Show.
Uh-huh.
And then I entered via text messaging, and then on Thursday, they called me that I have won 4 tickets for the
nice.
Auto Show.
Nice!
I was like, yeah, right on.
I love the auto show.
Dude, yeah, that's good.
That's pretty lucky.
That's not lucky. That is God blessing you with something cool.
Like,
that's
just, it is.
To me, that's providence. I don't know. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Enjoy the auto show.
Yeah.
The auto show is kind of cool.
505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Do you believe in luck? It's Friday the 13th. I feel like we need ominous music for this conversation.
We had one person comment on Facebook said, no luck, just mercy and grace. Another one said, I always say I'm not lucky, I'm blessed.
These are just phrases, though. We want to know what you really think.
I'm just kidding.
Can I be honest?
What does that mean? That is what they think.
Well, I always say.
So like, are they just replacing the word luck with blessed, ooh, but it's like the same thing?
That's exactly what I'm saying. We want to know how you really feel about it, not your phrases.
Well, it's like we were talking about before we came on the air. Yeah, how some people, you know, use Tebowing as another form of luck,
yeah,
for sports. It's not, I didn't wash my jersey, therefore we're going to win. It's like, oh, but I prayed before the game, so yeah, we're going to win. I rubbed the magic lamp and
right,
it's going to be great. Yeah. Of course, there's people on the other side who are doing the exact same thing, and then God's caught in the middle. I'm like, come on, guys, leave me out of it. I love you all. Right. He's like the parent who has kids on both teams.
Right.
Like, well, I'm just cheering for my children. It doesn't matter who wins.
What you're telling me is God's last name is Manning.
Well, what I'm saying is, one thing for sure is he's...
I get that joke.
I'm so glad you did. Thank you. Let's talk sports.
He's not like Homer Simpson, where he would say, if you lose, you're out of the family.
Right. You know,
he's not that kind of a parent.
Yeah.
He's definitely the kind of like, I just want you to play your best.
Right. Yeah. So there. Okay. Friday the 13th. Do you believe in luck? Why or why not? What does Shauna say? I don't believe in luck.
She says, I don't believe in luck. Life is what you make it. Some people aren't dealt the best hand, but they can still play the game. P.S. My hubby and I have been married almost 8 years and married on Friday the 13th.
Nice.
Nice. Hey.
But then some people do that purposely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's true.
My dad's birthday was Halloween. Copeland. Pin your wings right here on Static Radio. Good morning. Oh, man, it's the Steve. Yeah, Steve-O, yo, Michelle in studio this morning. And, talking about Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, sorry. Do that again.
It's Friday the 13th.
Gosh dang it. Okay, do it again.
I can't keep doing it.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning.
All right.
Okay?
I was telling Michelle that... You know, some people get so freaked out about things like walking underneath a ladder.
Yeah.
You know, and when I was around someone that I knew who was like that, I would purposely walk underneath the ladder to freak them out. And they're like, oh, no, you walked under a ladder. Like, oh, I'm really sorry. Then I go back the other way underneath the ladder. Oh, you did it again. I'm like, oh, right. Oh, man. Does that, like, reverse it if I go back? No, it doesn't reverse. That makes it doubly bad. It's like, oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. Let's just go. That walk back the other. Like, what are you doing?
That's like 12 years already.
I know, right? And then they watch you like they expect, like, an asp to jump out of the wood and,
right,
you know, attach itself to you and kill you like it did to Paul. But he didn't die, so obviously he didn't believe in bad luck.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah, it is a true story. Look it up in the book of Acts. But it's just funny because they do. They, like, stare at you. It's like, any moment now.
Right. A coyote is going to run across his path and eat him.
Yeah, except I feel more like I'm like the roadrunner. I'm like, meep, I'll see you later.
Yeah,
And they keep waiting something bad to happen.
I don't walk under ladders mostly because it's just not safe.
Yeah. See, that's my reasoning too, because usually I'm so tall, I'll probably bang my head.
That's right? Probably where the superstition came from.
And they're like, oh, see? That's bad luck. It's like, bad luck? How's it bad luck that I'm 6'1"?
He knocked a ladder over, and the guy was on it. Of course, it's not bad luck. That just sucks. Yeah. Like,
he has a terrible sense of balance. He has inner ear problems. How's that bad luck? It's a genetic defect.
So it is Friday the 13th, and you actually found a bunch of stuff on the origins of Friday.
Yeah, you'll find this rather interesting. There's a guy who studied folklore to find where Friday the 13th came from. And actually, it's from a conglomeration of a bunch of unlucky situations that eventually perpetuated this idea that Friday the 13th is an unlucky day. One of them traces the fear of 13 back to Norse mythology about 12 gods who were having a dinner party in Valhalla.
Uh-huh.
And then in walked the uninvited 13th guest,
Loki.
Correct. Loki. And once there, Loki arranged for Hodur, the blind god of darkness, to shoot Baldur the Beautiful, the god of joy and gladness, with a mistletoe-tipped arrow.
Wow.
So apparently mistletoe-tipped arrows are bad luck, too, so don't hang those up by Christmas. They might fall on someone. Anyway, Baldur died, and the whole earth got dark. And then the whole earth mourned, and it was a bad, unlucky day. And from that moment on, the number 13 has been considered ominous and foreboding. All because of Loki, who is now appearing in the Avengers movie, bringing a bunch of bad things to Earth, which is going to be very unlucky. But fortunately, we have the Avengers as our good luck charm.
That's right.
Now I've just ruined the plot of the upcoming Avengers movie for everyone.
Wow. Hello, welcome to Static.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
One of the things that my mom has always done, which kind of always freaked me out, is that she would look for things in her dreams to try and, like, make sense of them in real life. And so she'd be like, oh, my God, I had a dream that you got into a really bad car accident, so watch out for silver cars today. And I'm like, Mom.
Wow. So she's Nebuchadnezzar.
I'm like, you're scaring me.
Amazing.
See, I could never do that because for some reason, all of my dreams are like action dreams. You can ask my wife this. She'll ask me, "What, man, you were kind of like, you know,
tossing and turning
last night. What was your dream?" It's like, man, it was crazy. I was at work and these terrorists attacked and I was in the bathroom at the time. And so then I had to get up in the ventilation shaft and I started taking out the terrorists. She's like, "Are you serious? This was your dream?" It's like, "Yeah, this is pretty much my dream." It's like, "Why do you always have action movie dreams?" Like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe stop watching Die Hard before you go to bed.
Deep down inside, I want to be an action hero. Wow. I don't understand.
Amazing.
Like my favorite recurring dream, driving the Batmobile.
Really?
I have it all the time.
Are you serious?
That's how I feel about flying. Wow. That's how I feel about flying.
So yeah, I don't have the flying dream. I dream about driving the Batmobile. And so I'll be like driving to work in my dream, like normal day.
Right.
Except I'm driving the Batmobile. It's like, oh, going to work, and then you get in the Batmobile. And I'm driving along, but then of course something happens like on the freeway or something.
Right.
Like, I gotta help. And you're like, boop, 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 boop. And you're pushing all the buttons and you like shoot out your grappling hook and you save someone from falling off the overpass at I-40 or whatever. And then I pull up to work and it's like, okay, and I walk in. And
that is awesome.
So I have a recurring dream of driving the Batmobile.
Unbelievable.
But you can believe it.
505-338-3700. Welcome to Static Radio.
That was the most random thing I think I've ever shared.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Stuart in Alamo Gordo.
Hey.
Hello. Hey. I'm long-time listener, first-time caller, but I listen to Superstition. I had to share mine. I do the salt. When it spills over, I grab it and throw it over my left shoulder.
Oh, you do the salt thing, yeah.
And I still do the ladder thing, you know, like I avoid ladders like it's the plague.
Right.
I'm like, no thank you, ladders. And even in the mall now, I still do the walk on the line.
Yeah, you can't walk on the lines. You got to walk in the tiles. And yeah, so if there was ever a mall that had those like little tiles, like bathroom tiles that
trouble.
Are like, I'd be terrified. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to go in that mall.
No,
so
you got to walk across them. It's lava, you know.
I've always wondered this though. With throwing the salt over your shoulder, what if you're like in a cafe and there's somebody at the table behind you?
They'll understand.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
it's like a game. You throw it and they gotta dodge it. It's
right.
Like, they get it.
Yes.
Right on, man. Thanks.
All right.
I know friends who knock on wood.
Yeah.
And I don't get that either.
Yeah.
I don't understand where any of these things came from, but yeah.
You know, the funny thing about the whole 13, number 13 being unlucky, some people say that's just because it comes after number 12. Because number 12 is one of the numbers of completion.
Like a dozen?
Well, think about it. There are 12 months in a year, 12 okay. signs of the zodiac, 12 gods of Olympus, 12 labors of Hercules, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles of Jesus, so on and so forth. So 12 is often used as a number of completion.
Yeah.
But then number 13 is like, oh, one more, and that kind of messes all of that up.
Yeah, but the 12 apostles plus Jesus made 13. So does that mean Jesus was the 13th?
That's interesting.
When Judas totally offed himself, they got another disciple who became the quote-unquote 12th disciple, but really he was the 13th disciple. Maybe that's why you only hear from him when they cast lots and then he's like there, and then pretty much he's gone. Vapor.
Yeah. It's kind of like how most high-rises don't have a 13th floor.
Well, they really do.
They do. You know what floor you're on.
They don't number it.
Yeah, you
they
know.
They don't number it that
that's
way.
That's why I don't go to the 14th floor.
But check this out. 80% of high-rises do not have, quote-unquote, a 13th floor. Airports often skip the 13th gate. Hospitals and hotels regularly have no room numbered 13.
That's so weird. That's just...
all true.
All right. It's Friday the 13th. Give us a call, 505-338-3700, or you can Facebook us, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What superstitions do you have? What crazy things do you do or not do because of, you know, whether it be good luck or superstitious? Or give us a call. Hello, welcome to Static.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Becky. How are you?
I'm doing well, Becky. How are
good.
You?
Good. Well, my friend got married in March, and so we did all of the superstitions with marriage, you know, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. And, you know, you can't pay the minister an even number of dollars.
True.
You have to pay him.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, that's like a rule.
I didn't know this.
We
don't know these rules.
We didn't pay our minister because he's my father, so...
Yeah, so if you're going to pay him $100, it's like $101 or $99. And you can't get married in May. You got to get married in either, you know, April or June. You can't get married in May because that's a bad thing.
Really?
So there's all these
I don't know any of these things.
Strange superstitions about... And I think maybe because that was the only month that the brides washed, like took baths in or something. And it was a weird... I don't know.
So random.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That's why there's a lot of marriages in June, because there's this weird superstition that May is bad.
Wow.
Although I'm sure that it's just the people that get married that are bad.
You're not supposed to tell them that.
That's funny.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
I was going to say, with our given marriage statistics, maybe we should start trying out May.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. What weird superstitions do you have or do you believe in, as it were?
This is kind of interesting. Someone commented on, you know, we said, do you believe in luck? Why or why not? And someone said, yes, I do, just not in the sense most people do. Check it out. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I observed this on the earth. The race is not always won by the swiftest. The battle is not always won by the strongest. Prosperity does not always belong to those who are wisest, but time and chance may happen to them all.
Ooh.
Interesting verse there.
That is interesting.
Very interesting indeed.
Hello, welcome to Static.
The plot thickens.
Wait. Hold on. Yo has to say that again.
Oh, man. Okay. The plot thickens.
What? Okay, now you can go, ma'am. Sorry.
Okay. I actually don't have any kind of superstitions or anything because 9 times out of 10, I will always have a black cat crossing my path.
Oh, that's bad luck.
Do you have a black cat at home?
You know what you're supposed to do when the cat crosses your path?
What?
Never mind. I'm not going to say that for cat people out there. No. I was going to say something really bad.
No, don't.
I was going to say something really bad. And I stopped myself.
Well, I was just wondering, because if it's 9 times out of 10, I just assumed that you owned a black cat, and that's why I was crossing.
No, I'll just be driving down the street, and this cat will just cross my path, and it happens to be black.
Okay, has anything bad ever happened on those days?
Nope.
Okay.
All right,
well, there it is. You don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't really care.
Yeah. There it is. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
I've always heard, I used to work at a Native radio station, you know, Native American radio, and I guess coyotes, you know, there's, well, it depends depends on the tribe. Because some believe luck, some believe death, some believe... I mean, it's just... It depends.
Some think they're like the Loki of the animal kingdom.
I was just about to say, he's like the Loki of the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
He really is. And so... And I live up on the west side. I see coyotes regularly. So sometimes I have had bad things happen on those days. But it's probably just because I see them so often that, you know...
I totally believe that coyotes are bad luck. You know why?
Why?
Because I grew up watching The Roadrunner.
Yeah.
And that guy, he definitely had bad luck.
He had the worst
luck. Even though he was a super genius,
he
always had bad things happen. Like, nothing ever worked for the guy.
I think I'll have to agree with you on
this
one.
Normally I don't believe in, like, luck and serendipity and all that, but when it comes to the coyote, Wile E. Coyote, I totally believe he was unlucky.
It's been proven.
And I believe that Roadrunners are lucky.
By a cartoon.
It's documented. It's like a documentary.
It's not. It's recorded it on the History Channel. This is Acme. This is the Looney Tunes.
They're in Albuquerque, right?
No, that's just Bugs Bunny.
He always needed to make that left turn.
In Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah, see?
So that was Bugs Bunny, though, not Coyote.
And he never made it. See, and that makes Albuquerque lucky, because if Bugs Bunny would have made that left turn in Albuquerque, good things would have happened to
him. Because of the rabbit's foot?
No, because every time he didn't make the left turn, he always ended up in the wrong place and bad things happened to him.
And by the way, why are rabbit's feet so lucky? Because obviously
they're not lucky for the rabbit.
Exactly!
And they smell awful.
That's true.
Oh, they smell so bad.
Oh, sorry.
I remember someone gave me a rabbit's foot one time as, like, you know, a gift for some reason. And I kept thinking, What am I supposed to do with this dead animal's limb?
Yeah. You're going to pet it?
It was soft, but you know, like, I didn't want to carry it around in my pocket
because
I feel like I'm carrying around like body parts.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. We're talking about superstitions. It's Friday the 13th. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah. If you're driving here on the Friday the 13th, don't worry about it. We got you covered. There's some bridge work at Edith Boulevard in Alameda, so you might want to avoid that. And they might have some ladders there since they're doing construction, so don't drive under the ladders, just so you know. Southbound Corrales is closed, and Grande Vista in Alameda, you want to use Meadowlark as an alternate if you're in that area, as they're working on those areas as well. So watch out for ladders. Watch out for black cats crossing your path. And drive safely into work. Take a little extra measure of safety for all those people who are freaking out on Friday the 13th.
Right?
Just avoid them as much as you can.
That's your look at traffic. Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. And that being said, it's time to give them a call. And being that Lent is over, Yo can actually have a Yo Coco.
I can have a Yo Coco.
Yeah.
So that makes Friday the 13th lucky for me.
This is Amy.
Amy!
Amy, do you believe in Friday the 13th as an unlucky day?
No.
All right. No. That ended that conversation really quick.
Well, never mind.
There's no room for debate there.
Well, you were Sporty Spice, weren't you?
Wait, what?
You were Sporty Spice, right?
I mean...
You played sports?
Yes.
This is what I'm asking.
Say, like, the Spice Girls?
Yes, like the Spice Girls. Sporty Spice.
I knew what the Spice Girls were, but, you know.
Did you have any crazy superstitions when you were playing sports?
Not really. You know, I was just a pro athlete.
She was just like...
She was just good.
Wow.
Just kidding. But no, not really.
Really? You went to St. Pius, didn't you?
Yeah. Hey, what are you trying to say?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't know. We have to pray before every game.
Yeah, that's not really a superstition.
No, I know.
I like the way you said that. Oh, I don't know. We had to pray before every game.
Well, no. Well, oh my gosh. Well, it's a Catholic
school. She's starting to believe in unlucky Fridays now.
I know.
Now I know.
Does that mean every time you pass a church, you have to do the, like, up, down, left, and right?
Yeah.
Up, down, down, left, right?
Yeah.
BA, select, start?
Dude. North, south,
I don't
east,
know.
West.
We have, like, no, for every class, we had to pray before every single class and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. Right.
I did that when I was in college, too. I prayed before every single class. Dear God, help me get a decent grade.
Yeah. Hey, can I get a Steven?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Can you throw a little bit of syrup in there?
Yes.
Like just a touch? I mean sauce. I mean sauce.
I love syrup and coffee.
Sauce.
Why did I think of that?
Of the sauce.
Syrup and coffee.
It's gross.
My goodness.
Do you want a Yo Coco?
I do want a Yo Coco.
Can I get a Yo Coco?
Sure.
Please.
And not Lent anymore.
That's right.
Nice.
Can I get an iced vanilla almond black tea?
Can you make it iced?
Wow.
Can you make sure it's iced? Because yesterday she said iced and Michael made it hot and she was like... Beep, 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 beep.
Whoa.
And I'm like, whoa, bro, dude, we're on campus. This is holy ground.
This is a church.
Yeah, dude, so.
I thought she was doing an R2-D2 impression. Yeah.
We do our iced teas different, though. Like we
No, this was hot. This was like 147,000 degrees. It was a hot tea.
I mean, if you would let me finish.
No lies. No.
That was from their fusion microwave?
Let me finish explaining to you. Anyways,
go ahead, Amy.
Let me tell you about
because it's hot,
tea.
And then you have to pour it over the ice, right?
Well, see, now because everyone wants like our specialty like teas, iced.
Uh-huh.
It takes a little longer because they have to steep and cool down and stuff. So we put the tea in the cup and it's still hot, but we tell you just to pour the ice in. So you know, kind of, you know, so the line goes down.
Yeah.
Quicker.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I just fell asleep. I'm sorry. What were you talking about?
I refuse to tell you all over again.
Thank you, because I didn't want to hear it.
Good girl,
Amy. Solomon Sports. Thank you. Can we also get a Stever?
I guess.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on Calvary's campus. Making delicious teas that you don't want.
What?
I want it.
You do. You just don't want it made that way.
That's okay. I didn't complain.
I know you didn't. I'm complaining for you.
Thank you.
Because I'm that person. Because then you're like frustrated and you're like, I don't understand. It's like all you had to do is turn around and say, I'm sorry, I asked for this iced And then rather than be bummed out for the entire rest of the day because your tea wasn't made the way you were, you for 8 seconds say something, and then you have a happy day.
But I'm going to be completely honest. I got that for free.
Yeah.
I don't care.
There you go.
I really do. I do. Talking about superstitions, it's Friday the 13th. Hello, welcome to Static.
Isn't there a song?
I think I figured out that this Friday the 13th is going to be good luck.
Why?
Uh-huh.
Well, because it's the start of the weekend, and I just know my team's going to win this weekend. So it's Occupy Wall Street all the way, baby.
Wait.
But you know that... Oh, okay. The weekend.
2012.
You know every Friday the 13th is the beginning of a weekend, right?
Yeah, but not the weekend.
Okay. All right. There it is.
That makes sense. That's
it. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, of course.
All right, man. 505-338-3700. Wow. Talking about Friday the 13th. The superstitions. I have some. We've all talked about those. What are your superstitions? 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
This is pretty cool. There's one of the comments on Facebook from JD. He says he kind of believes in luck, and only because when he was in high school, he won a trip to Disney World through McDonald's Monopoly game.
No way!
I never win anything off of those.
It was about 6 months after his dad died, so it was one of those eerie things, like it was luck or divine intervention from God to help us out with dealing with his father's death.
Wow.
Isn't
dude.
That crazy?
McDonald's, I didn't know that.
I've never even won fries from
right.
McDonald's Neither Monopoly
I,
game.
And yet, when you see it, you're like, I think I'll get
think
a number
I'll
two today.
Yeah. Supersize it, because then I get more tickets.
Exactly.
And then when I pull off the tickets, it says, you owe us $5 extra for right. your super value meal. I was like, what? How do I have to pay
yeah.
you?
Yeah, dude. I hate that. And so I don't like McDonald's to begin with, so when that comes around, I have to avert my eyes because that's how they sucker you in for those that know it's junk.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The only thing I ever won from that was a chance to work in the kitchen for free.
Right.
Hey, you gotta work for us for free. I'm like, how is this a prize?
Superstitions. We're talking about luck and superstitions. It's Friday the 13th. Hello, welcome to Static.
Hey.
How's it going, Creepy Caleb?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is like one of my favorite days.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Do you believe in superstitions?
Nah.
Luck.
Why is Friday the 13th your favorite day?
Because everyone's freaked out and it's hilarious.
It is pretty funny, isn't it?
It gives you an upper hand, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, it totally does. You can so manipulate people on Friday the 13th, and it's almost cruel, really, because you're playing on their fears, and yet it's so entertaining at the same time.
Creepy Caleb knows exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So what have you done on past Friday the 13th?
I'm pretty sure we can't air that on the radio.
No.
Yeah. This is Creepy Caleb.
They get a lot more scared, and they run away, you know.
Yeah.
They're more out of breath because they've been running away, like, all day.
It's all true.
Yeah.
People are short of breath on Friday the 13th. They always seem like they've just been jogging or something.
Are you saying it's easier to capture people?
Yeah.
Wow. Creepy Caleb, everybody.
Kind of like a lucky day. Wait, just
right.
a
Creepy Caleb! Thanks for calling in. Wow.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah. You know, the Jaws music starts out scary, and then it turns into, like, E.T.
Well, it was, you know, conducted by...
John Williams. Yeah.
Who did, like, every awesome theme song for a movie ever.
Okay, here's something. All right.
Okay.
Trivia time. All right. See if you can do this. I'm going to even help you with one of them. Okay?
Yeah.
Superman theme.
Yeah.
Now you have it in your head.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to hum the Superman theme... And then I want you to hum. Okay.
Okay.
Indiana Jones. Okay. Star Wars, go. Okay, good job. Okay. Most people can't do that. Because then you start getting mixed up. I kind of gave you one.
I did kind of give you one.
Heath McNeice, Natural Disaster Baptism, right here on Static Radio. Good morning, happy Friday to you. It is Friday the 13th.
And it can be happy, even if it is Friday the 13th.
That's right. See? He can't even say Friday the 13th.
I get all choked
up. It's superstitious.
Oh, no!
Steve-O, yo, Michelle in studio. Yo, Michelle, you got about 10 minutes.
I do.
Yeah, you got to get to your real job.
Yes.
Michelle, do you like...
Thank you.
Do you like Lucky Charms?
No.
Do you like Lucky Charms?
I love Lucky Charms.
Yeah, because someone said what they do on Friday the 13th is they eat a bowl of Lucky Charms. Because not only are they lucky, but they're magically delicious.
Wow.
And it's true.
Wow.
Can't are go they wrong
really,
there.
Can you really say they're magically delicious? Do you know what magic tastes like?
When you eat a bowl of Lucky Charms, that's when you find out.
Magic tastes like really good dark chocolate. Just
but that's the dark arts, huh? Oh. Thank you. Thank you.
Actually, when my Thank kids you. Eat Lucky Charms, they just eat the marshmallows.
See, and that's why we don't do that, because we're like, no, you're going to eat your bowl of cereal. No, but I just want to eat it. Well, then we're just going to get
I'm
you plain cereal.
What I'm thinking is they just need to start being honest and just make Lucky Charms
gross,
with nothing
dude.
But the marshmallows. You give that to your kids for their cereal, and then you give them like a bran muffin and some orange juice to go along with it.
Oh, yeah. That's so disgusting.
Because it's all part of a balanced breakfast.
Yeah, right.
That sounds
have
terrible.
You, have you ever noticed
that's
that when,
sugar.
They, do, when
yeah.
they do those commercials?
Yeah.
Like, Lucky Charms, part of a healthy, balanced breakfast. And then the little picture
as long
that they
as you
show,
eat bacon,
they
eggs,
have, they have like
orange,
the bowl of cereal,
yeah.
and then they have like three glasses of orange juice. They
yeah.
have a bunch of bran muffins. They have all this
yeah.
other stuff surrounding the bowl. Like, you can
yeah.
barely see the bowl in the middle of all this yeah. other healthy food, a selection of fruits and vegetables over on the side. And it's like, who eats breakfast like that?
Yeah.
That's like dessert.
Yeah, it totally is. It totally is. I always thought it was so funny when they show the picture of the balanced breakfast. It's like, you'd have to have a huge budget just
right.
for your breakfast.
Yeah. Dave Ramsey says, I can't have that kind of breakfast. So,
yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Can't afford that.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What are your superstitions? The crazy things you do to be lucky, or the things you do to make sure you're not unlucky?
Oh, my gosh. This is really weird. Are you ready for
yeah.
a strange one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, the guy who posted this said, I don't know if this is true because I'm a teen and I'm a boy, but he's read that if you place a knife under your bed when you're pregnant, it will ease the pain of labor.
I've heard that one.
Really?
Yeah,
I've never heard of that. That
really?
Just sounds creepy.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
It's awful. It's just a butter knife.
It's scary.
You just place a butter knife.
Oh, I'm imagining like a huge like butcher knife.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was thinking too. It's like the Friday the 13th knife that you put underneath there.
I have that in there anyways because, you know, my wife doesn't want guns in the house.
If I would have known about that, I probably would have done that because I would have put it under my side of the bed, not my wife's, because when my wife was pregnant, I've told you this, when my wife was pregnant, I had all of her symptoms. I had morning sickness. I did. I legitimately did.
Yep.
I had morning sickness worse than my wife, actually. I got sick every morning.
Oh, my God.
I had to go to the bathroom all the
time. You sure it wasn't because you're like, God, we're having a baby.
I don't know
what to do. Oh, no.
I was hungry like every 2 hours. Every time my wife would say, wow, I'm really hungry. Let's go get something to eat. I'd like start to panic. I'm hungry too. What's going on?
See, but is it really that you had the symptoms or that you started to think you had the symptoms, superstitious?
I don't know, man. I was really worried when she was approaching time for labor. I was like,
what's going to happen?
Can I get an epidural too?
Just
because I'm
be
pretty
safe.
Sure I might need one.
Yeah.
My wife's like, you are not getting an epidural. I need you to be conscious. It's like, yeah, but I've had every other symptom. What happens when you go into labor? It's going to hurt.
And were you okay?
I was actually fine. Yeah. I was a little freaked out, but I was fine. I didn't actually go into labor with my wife.
Men do have pain, but it is absolutely, obviously nothing.
I always heard that, but I never gave it any thought. It's like, I thought, nah, whatever. That's a silly superstition.
My wife almost broke my hand.
Yeah, me too.
That's called pain.
Yeah. So I don't complain because obviously she was going through something a lot worse than I, but man, oh man, does she have like a clawed death grip when
Best
she wants to.
Best advice I was given? Make sure you hold your wife's hand with whichever is your non-dominant hand.
That's a
As
good
a writer,
idea. Yeah.
I could not afford to have my right hand crushed. So I did hold her hand with my left hand throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I did lose feeling in it.
Yeah.
But
seriously.
Fortunately, I was still able to write because I didn't use it to do with my writing.
So funny to
this is true.
To.
No, this is true.
True story.
I'm not even making
Absolutely
this
true.
Up.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah. So, anyways.
I don't know what that has to do with Friday. Oh, because of the knife thing.
Yeah.
I lost track. Sorry.
So funny.
Superstitions, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or, of course, 505-338-3700. What else we got?
Someone said that sometimes black cats will freak me out, so I'll run away from them. But I don't think it's anything to do with superstitions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, then why would you run away from them?
Because they're black cats and they're kind of creepy.
Isn't there something with black crows or something, like black birds as well?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, if you die like a horrendous death and your spirit's not okay with it, the crow will sometimes bring you back to make the wrong things right.
They should make a movie of that.
Brandon Lee will pop out of the ground and put black face paint all goth style on his face and then like avenge his lover's death.
Oh, I'm glad that's explained to me.
Yeah. They documented that in a movie called The Crow.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
It's about as well documented as The Coyote.
Oh, I'm getting the flashing bulb of doom. Hello, Stever.
Hey.
Hi.
On that whole black cat thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was married in May.
You were?
Ooh.
Wait.
What does that have to do with black cats? Was there a black cat at your wedding?
Stever.
You have to come back.
He's a vapor.
No.
I hate that. He just comes and goes as he pleases.
He has so much control.
Yeah, he really does.
So much control. No one man should have that much power.
Superstitions, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Here's an interesting one. Jillian said that she always checks behind her shower curtain, you know, just to check and see if there's any killers back there.
What? Like the killers?
I think
killers?
That's psycho.
Yeah. Obviously, if I find them, they will kill me, but she still has to do it or it will bug her.
Wow.
See, I check behind the shower curtain for a different reason. I want to make sure there aren't any spiders in this shower.
I knew it.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
See, when I go to like other people's houses, I don't check because I'm superstitious. I check because I'm afraid that somebody's like
hiding in there.
Yeah. Because it's happened to me once.
What?
They were in the shower. They were just standing there. It was a little kid. But they were just standing in the shower.
Was
and I was like,
his name Damien?
No. No, I was just like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom now. You
and
have
you
to leave.
You always check behind the
always,
shower.
I have to. It's not out of superstition. It's just because I'm afraid someone's there.
That's because someone was there. There's a
exactly.
difference. Like,
yeah,
you've learned your lesson.
That's a reality.
Fool me once.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello, welcome to Static.
Hey, Steve-o.
Hey.
Hey, black cat means there's a glitch in the Matrix.
That's only if he walks by twice.
Twice, yeah.
That's only if he walks by twice. Thanks, Sterling, for the call.
Was it the same cat or was it a different cat?
Yeah. Nice call. I like
that.
That's
a good Keanu.
Superstitions.
I don't know. It just walked by. That's my Neo impression.
That's every Keanu movie.
Yeah.
That's every Keanu movie.
Except for Bill and Ted.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Yeah, exactly. I really, really, really am praying and hoping that they make
that
third
that
one.
Third one?
Yeah. Because they've been talking about it for years, and I'm like,
be so cool.
I will camp out for that one.
Yeah.
That's when I will camp out. You know,
we'll
it's
be
like,
in line for that.
Tickets are available. I'm like, you're not pre-selling? What? What? There's no demand?
That's
I
where
will
you
be
go
there.
Up to the box office and be like, I'd like a ticket for Bill and Ted.
Yeah. Amazing! I hope they make that movie. We're talking superstitions. It is Friday the 13th, and do you believe in luck? Do you believe in superstitions? What
do
are
you
your
believe
superstitions?
In magic?
Ooh.
And I hope you do. I don't know the rest of the words, maybe you do.
Yeah, nobody knows the rest of the words because usually you only know the certain phrases that they use in the commercials.
Exactly. Or on the infomercial to buy the CD with all the great songs on it.
Exactly. So, true story.
Songs of the 60s.
Right?
Three CDs for only three payments of $19.95.
Oh, man. It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's like, yes, I do want that. In fact, I'll take five.
Yeah. What do we got on Facebook?
Someone just said that their mom called them to wish them a happy Friday the 13th because they were born on Friday the 13th. So they consider every single one their own special personal holiday.
Ah.
Wow. That's a good outlook on it.
Yeah.
I like that.
My best friend in the universe, Joey Belville, was born on 13th. August 13th is his birthday. And randomly, we get to have fun on his Friday the 13th birthday. Yeah. They're fun.
I thought you were going to say randomly we get to have fun on his birthday.
No.
Like, sometimes you don't have fun on his birthday.
We always have fun on his birthday because him and Heidi have a birthday like a week apart, and so they throw like a huge celebration for the two of them, and that's exciting and fun. So
That's when they do their karaoke thing. Yeah, they invited us once and then never again, mainly because me and my wife can't sing at all.
And that's it!
And they were embarrassed for us.
Did you sing?
I attempted.
Oh, well, if you attempted, you should be invited back.
No, it was that bad.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to do an Elvis song, and apparently I didn't get the hip movements quite right.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle's embarrassed for me.
Yeah, right? I'm sorry.
It happened years ago, and she's still embarrassed for me.
In front of, like, hundreds of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't
hundreds,
know
hundreds, I don't know about hundreds.
I don't know why 100. We're digging up these kinds of memories now for me. Now I suddenly feel like Friday the 13th isn't so lucky after all, yeah, because I'm reliving my most embarrassing moments.
This is true. This is very true. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to jump in
that?
On the conversation. We're talking about Friday the 13th.
Michelle is so embarrassed for me. I'm starting to feel bad for myself just because she's feeling so bad.
It
didn't even bother me at first.
Yeah. Now it should. Apparently now it should.
Yeah. Well, so, now it does.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio I know you have to go.
I do.
You got to get to your real job. Coming back, we've got Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. He's coming in. We also have Jake and Johnny B coming
and
in.
And I
from
have
Glory
the
Christian
coolest
Fellowship.
Money ever.
Ooh, okay.
We'll tell you about it.
We'll talk about that. Right now we have a culture shock for you. It's Iron and Wine, Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock.
The Daylights. I hope this gets to you right here on Static Radio. Good morning. Oh, man, it's the Steve. Got Yo in studio and Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, man. Hey, I want to remind everybody, Static Radio's Promageddon going down Friday, May 4th from 7 to 11 right here at Calvary of Albuquerque. It is going to be huge. I've seen some of the crazy decorations that Adri's been putting together. Have you seen any of these decorations for prom?
The Muppets, yeah.
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 The Lorax goes to hell.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I call them.
Yeah.
Because they look like fireballs of doom in like a really cool, awesome way. And they're all like kind of frilly and cutesy.
It does look like
the Lorax.
It does look like we have those trees from the Lorax.
It really does.
Yeah.
So it's
pretty,
awesome. Amazing. So it's going down Friday, May 4th. It is the biggest prom in the state of New Mexico. And we throw this down every single year. Friday, May 4th, 7 p.m. right here at Calvary of Albuquerque. Tickets are on sale now. Just $19. $15 for groups of 10 or more. And you can get them at mystaticradio.com or at Parchment's bookstore right here on the Calvary campus. I'll tell you what. 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio. So if you're a fan of this ministry and you're a fan of awesome proms where you don't have to worry about guns and drugs and parking lot happenings.
Pregnancy tests.
Yeah, pregnancy tests the next day. Cool. Come to our prom because it's not a public high school prom. Yeah, I just said it. All right, there we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's different.
Jeez.
Just throwing down the gauntlet there.
How many times? I mean, let's be honest. I want my public high school proms were kind of crazy.
I never went to prom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had better things to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oddly enough, it was watching Star Trek The Next Generation. Because I had to see what happened. Captain Picard was a Borg. I had to see how that worked out.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then I wondered why I never got invited to any of the popular parties.
MyStaticRadio.com details and get your tickets there.
And if you pay for it, you might want to pay for it with the glow in the dark coin.
What?
No yeah, way. This is.
That sounds like something else from prom that we're not supposed to talk about.
I'm not even making this up. Canada is making a glow in the dark quarter.
Are you serious?
I am absolutely serious. I don't know if you've followed like Canada's monetary minting.
No.
No, it's not a habit of mine either. But
right.
I found this article. Apparently, they've introduced plastic bills. Like, instead of paper bills, they've introduced plastic ones. They got rid of the penny.
That sounds eco-friendly.
I know, right?
Maybe it's because nobody wants to throw it away.
Never But they are absolutely introducing a glow-in-the-dark quarter. It has a picture of a pachyrhinosaurus on it.
Okay.
And during the day, it looks like this.
No.
With the skin on it
way.
And everything. And then at night, it'll glow and you'll see the skeleton of the dinosaur.
That is the coolest coin I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. Yeah, pretty awesome, huh? Yeah.
That's got to be worth at least a quarter. Thank
Actually,
you.
Would you like to know how much
it
is?
Week, folks.
Is it not really worth its just face value?
They're only doing 25,000 of them.
Oh, so that's going to be worth a lot.
To the tune of
$29.95.
That's a collector's item, but I would want one.
That would suck, because then you spend $30 on it, and then when you're really hard up, you're
like, dang it, I think I have a quarter. Here it is.
No! They're not my lucky quarter.
$29.95 quarter.
Of course, if you buy a collector's quarter, the question is, why would you be carrying it around in your pocket change?
Exactly. Well, you're like Two-Face. You know, he always carried his lucky coin with him. I'm just saying.
He never used it to buy a soda.
No, he never did. No. That would be a weird episode of Batman.
That totally would be.
If it was
totally
like...
Totally would be. Pepsi or Coke? Yeah. Can he do the little
Batman
flip
has
it
to
up
solve
the
a crime spree because all these soda machines are being destroyed because Two-Face is looking for his coins.
That's right.
I'm hot on the trail of Two-Face. He's defacing public property because he can't find his coin.
Oh, man. Where did we go?
We went to the Batcave.
We need to get out.
Well, I was just saying, glow-in-the-dark quarter.
Glow-in-the-dark quarter.
If you happen to have one of those, definitely use it to pay for prom because I would like to have it.
Yeah, there you go. Those crazy Canadians, eh?
That's right, eh?
You are one.
I am one. I know. I was so proud of my country when I saw that. It's like, yes, we're making glow-in-the-dark money. Yeah. What nation can lay claim to that? No one.
That's a unique place in the world, for sure.
Between that and hockey, you guys are starting to do something.
Dude, we dominated in the Olympics.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We have Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico in studio, and of course, Yo with us. And yeah, today, Friday the 13th, we were talking superstitions and crazy stuff, you know.
Do you believe in superstitions? Do you believe in luck, Sam?
Yeah. No, not really.
Yeah. Do you think we as Christians should buy into luck, serendipity, coincidence, or is that something that we as Christians can just do without and not even worry about?
I think that's an interesting question, Yo.
Oh, thank you. That's a very good question, actually. I came from a journalism background, so
it's working.
I like music.
My hero is Mike Wallace.
Right? Oh.
Oh, man. Oh. No,
he did great
too
interviews.
Soon. Too soon.
Yeah, he did.
He really did, actually. He was amazing.
I'm not even making that up. No, when it comes to interviews, I love the way Mike Wallace. Yeah. But anyway, back to the question.
Yeah. I think I believe wholeheartedly in the sovereignty of God.
Right.
And how that manifests itself sometimes is difficult to explain and even difficult to understand. And I think if we understood everything about it, we wouldn't need God and we could just kind of run our own lives and everything. As far as serendipitous things that happen and luck and coincidence and things like that, a lot of times I look at those, I call those divine appointments. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've had just come across somebody I haven't seen in a long time, or I get a phone call from them, or I've hit on Facebook or something, and it's at a time that I needed to hear from them, or they needed to hear from me, or we needed to bump into each other and have a conversation, and it's just one of those kind of things. And maybe some of it's just because of where I've come from, my journey into where I am now, but I just look at that as a divine appointment, and usually at the end of that encounter, I'll just say a little prayer. Thanks, Lord, for allowing that to happen. All the other stories you hear about people, you know, like a friend of mine tells a story that he feels like the Lord protected him, that he was going to cross the railroad track thingy. The gates went up, the lights went off, and his car stalled, and right then another train came without
Whoa.
Any.
Wow.
And he was like, well, what do I attribute that to?
Right.
Did God somehow cause my car not to start, or is it a coincidence, or
just lucky?
Exactly. And so I kind of feel like that within the context of the sovereignty of God, that he perhaps allows things like that we would consider serendipitous, but are part of his overall plan that's way out beyond that we don't even understand.
Right.
Which is kind of the way I look at it. But it is fun to talk about that stuff.
It is fun.
505-338-3700 if you would like to chime in on the conversation. Hello, welcome to Static. What are your thoughts?
Hey, Steve-O.
Hey.
What's
up, Cali Deb?
How are you?
You know, I'm here.
He's lucky. Yeah, lucky to be here.
I am.
Yeah,
I'm lucky to be alive.
Are you on the Friday the 13th? Hey, man, I just wanted to say I really agree with what...
Sam?
Your co-host person was
Sam.
Just saying.
Yo, Sam. Sam, yo. Yo.
Sam's a smart one.
Sam's
a
smart one.
Sam. Yes.
Yo, Sam.
Sam. Yo, yo. Hi, Sam. Yo, Sam.
Hey,
yo,
what's up?
Yo, Samity. Yeah.
Yosemite,
yo, somebody, Sammy. Okay, so anyway, I just wanted to say the whole divine appointment thing, it is legit. I mean, I for a few years after my separation and stuff, I kind of did some house bouncing, couch surfing, and, mattress you know, wakeboarding and stuff. And, you know, I just, like, there was never one night that I had to stay out, like, on the street. And I'll tell you what, one night I went to UNM, and it was the one night where I just really, like, my weird psycho kind of roommate person was out of medication, apparently, and kind of kicked me out in a whim, and I, like, really had nowhere to go. And so the weirdest thing is I was walking to UNM, and I'm thinking, and I'm on the phone with my friend, and I'm going, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I literally had nowhere that night. And I'm going to UNM by the duck pond, and I'm like, okay, it's like 10 o'clock at night. You know, I mean, what does a woman go to the duck pond for at night? You know, you just, it's not smart. You know, you just don't go by yourself. And so, like, Spirit was telling me, well, just go. You know, it's going to be all right. And then I was like, no, that's just dumb. And then there was this overwhelming feeling of just, no, you're going to be all right. You're just going to sit there for a minute. And sure enough, I did. And I sat there and I prayed. And it wasn't, honestly, 10 minutes went by. And three females walked up, and they were quite a bit younger. You know, I'm kind of older. And they walked up, and they sat down with me, and they were just like, hi, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm sitting here. And they're like, you look like you need somebody to talk to. And I said, sure, why not? You know, so we start talking, and we just start talking about God and stuff. And they're like, well, what are you doing here, sitting here by yourself? Can we just ask? And I'm like, well, this girl kicked me out, and, like, all my artwork and my piano's there, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And they're like, oh, really? Well, we have a hotel room.
Wow.
Here's the key. Would you like to have the key to this hotel room for the night?
Wow.
And I'm like, shut the front door. Are you guys kidding me?
Right.
You know, and it's like, you know, wow. I mean, and see, what's funny about that is, see, the beast, the nature of the beast, would play into fear on my head. Oh, no, don't go sit there. They've had rapes at UNM, whatever. Don't go there. That was, you know, the nature of the beast, to try and keep me away from that divine appointment. But when we have clear-cut, crystal, you know, what do you want to call it, a sermon, I had to go sit there. You know, I just knew it was the right thing. Because you know why? Because as I was having that moment of doubt, I said, okay, God, what? You know, really, what? And right away, it was like, just go sit down, Deborah. I got this. I got you. And bam, these people showed up. And turns out I had a free hotel room. And
wow. They
took me, they gave me a ride to go get my stuff at this person's house that she had left in the storage. And I got most of it, you know, which, not all of it, but I did get most of it. And I just think that right there, if that's not a divine appointment, you know, that I showed up for, then I don't know what is. And
yeah. See,
that just goes to show you that those things do happen, and that is true, and that there is no such thing as a coincidence or luck in that situation whatsoever. God had every single hand on that and more. And all those angels were just around me, protecting me, making sure that I got to that appointment. And but see, I listened.
Right.
That's the key.
All right.
So
thanks
anyway,
for the cool.
Love your show, and I'll see you soon, Steve-O, because I have a present that I've been meaning to get down to the radio station ever since Billiam's birthday.
Oh, cool.
For real. I've been making and baking. So
nice.
It's in the freezer, but y'all will enjoy it when I get it down there. And so I just think you're doing a pretty good job by yourself. If you need help with any names or artwork, you just let me know.
Names or artwork. Okay, thank you for that very interesting phone call.
Just in case you want to, you know, discern a Picasso from a Rembrandt.
Right. Yeah.
She's the one to call.
That's right.
Thank you.
Because that can be hard to do.
505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Talking about, it's Friday the 13th. So we've been talking superstitions. We've been talking luck.
Good luck, bad luck, divine appointments, serendipity.
Now, here's my thing. I too, as every Christian should, believe in the sovereignty of God. However, I think there are some times where we like to pawn things off on God and say, oh, that was God's will. That must have been, man, this situation really sucks. Maybe we're having quote unquote bad luck that day.
Yeah.
And then we pawn it off and say, well, that's just God's will. You know what I mean?
God moves in mysterious ways.
That's my least favorite one.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I'm sure I'm going to piss off a lot of people right now. That's my least favorite one. God works in mysterious ways, and that's just the will of God when something sucks. And I'm like, no, sometimes things just suck. You know, like, I don't know that I would go up to Abel and be like, oh, man, your brother just killed you. That sucks. Well, that was just God's will, you know? Like, because I highly doubt that was God's will for Abel's life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean,
unless
I'm wrong.
Well,
preach it. Tell me.
But sometimes we create our own bad luck.
Yeah.
By making stupid decisions.
Absolutely. Because we still do have free will.
Absolutely.
To make our own absolutely idiotic decisions.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. I heard a story about a guy was telling a story one time about he was with this traveling group when he was in college, and he was kind of the singer and then and the comedian dude, and then they had a preacher dude, and they were traveling one night from one venue to the other, and the they had a pretty, it was real, real late, everybody was tired, and they had a real bad accident on the highway.
Yeah.
And this lady afterwards, he's telling the story, and this lady afterwards comes up and says, don't you think that it was, and she, you know, something kind of along the lines of what you're talking about? And he, all I remember him saying is, no, here's the reason that we had a wreck. The driver fell asleep.
Right.
While he was driving.
God was like, put him under a spell, you know?
Yeah, it was because we were not wise in our decision of traveling late between venues.
Now, God can use those things.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
God does work together, you know, right? All things together.
Yeah.
For the good of those
who love him.
That's and according to his purpose. And I think...
Right.
I think
according to his purpose,
yeah,
which is the second half that nobody likes to quote either.
And nobody ever quotes that. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of people use that verse to say, see, that's why bad things happen. God caused it to happen.
Right.
I was like, well, there's a difference between God using something for good after it's happened.
Five Iron Frenzy, it was a dark and stormy night. Static Radio, good morning. Oh man, it's the Steve Radio program, and joining me today, yo, and Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. It's not a dark and stormy night yet, but it is Friday the 13th. It is an ominous day. I don't know. We're talking about that. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. And we have two special guests in studio now. Are you going to step up to this mic over here?
What up, dude?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I have Jacob.
Hey, buddy.
And I have Johnny B. Johnny B, you may know from The Echoing Green and My Life.
Yeah, apparently I hear every day when I go in, they're like, oh, Steve was
making fun of your kids' names.
Yeah, you know, totally. Talking about you on the radio again. And yep, I'm like, totally. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I was not, for the record, I was not making fun of your children's names. But on Wednesday, we were talking about children's names and the meanings behind them. And you, of all people in the universe, have the most interesting children's names of anyone ever.
Why would that come up with me? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Your apparently. Children's names are Rivers, Strider, and Arias. Yeah. Or Arius, depending on who
Arius,
you're talking
yeah.
to.
You know, it's all... that's the most commonly asked. How do you pronounce his name? I'm like, you know what? It's, you know, we call him Ari. However you want to say it. But,
well, that'd be Arias then, because it's Arius. Arius. There's another one now.
See, great. There you go.
Arius,
there you go.
Arius, Arius.
Arius. Yes.
You have great names.
Our clan.
I know. I can't wait. When your kids are older and they're running the swamplands in Scotland.
Yes. They're all going to be those fantasy fighters that get together on the weekend with their plastic swords.
Don't
and their,
wish that
their
upon them.
Hey,
do not wish that upon them.
Zombie apocalypse is quickly approaching.
So I brought you guys in studio because you guys are doing a very cool, like, college 20s, 30-something ministry at my old church, I would say.
You know, Lord even Fellowship. If you are a 60-year-old college student,
yeah,
you know.
That's true.
Yeah, you see
it's
some of
for
those
everybody,
every now
huh?
and then.
That's my plan. I want to be 60 years old and still going to college because I still am. 32,
still
working on 60.
We got to be honest. We have a lot of things to do. So, like, one class a semester, you know, for the next 20 years. Associates, hey. Baby.
I already got that one buckled down.
Okay, good. So, Jake, talk a little bit about Next Step. It's this thing you guys are doing every other Saturday, right?
Every other Saturday. Tomorrow is going to be our next meeting on the 14th. And basically, we called it Next Step because we want Christians to start taking a step towards God. You know, not to just be satisfied with where they're at. And you know, God didn't just, you know, release Israel from Egypt, but they gave them a promise and gave them a purpose and gave them a life. And Jesus didn't just die on the cross to set you free, but to give you a plan and a purpose for your life and to start moving towards that. And,
right.
And so it's fun. Johnny B leads worship. And I get up to teach, and we have some games and some other fun stuff. And
I'm not going to lie, it's crazy. The first one, I didn't know what to expect. I was like, wait, Jacob's teaching? He's going to be, this is, for those that don't know, which would include everyone listening, we kind of came up together. We lived together. You were my roommate for some time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and, unfortunately I was.
Yeah. So
I remember that day, waking up in my room, and your butt was in my face, and you farted, and I was so mad. I can't believe you did that.
I can't believe you just told that story. You don't tell those stories. Actually, thanks for telling that story, because it's true. That's the way I am. So,
before we were as serious about God as we are now,
Whatever, I'd still do that. I'll tell you right now. Because it's hilarious, my friend. It is hilarious. That's called crop dusting. I recommend if you have roommates, you know, at least once. Because then you know you're truly friends. So, Jake, let's talk about your ministry. But really, obviously, I mean, God has laid this on your heart. This is the vision that he put in your heart and in your mind, and you're like, dude, and you're like amped and going for it. And right now it's every other week. It was once a month, and now it's already bumped up to every other week, which is very, very cool. And so how can people get involved? How can people get more information on it?
Well, basically, we're meeting at Glory Christian Fellowship, which is 2417 Wyoming, and we're going from 7 to 8, and we're hanging out as long as people want to hang out.
So really like 7 to 10, because we really kind of hang out.
If you want to go out to dinner afterward with a bunch of people, that's awesome. I love going out to eat. So, you know, come check it out, and if you want to get involved, you know, just let me know. You know, we'll come.
Yeah.
Volunteer in any way you can, and I'll find a place for you. You know, no problem.
I was going to say, you're good about, like, finding places for people. I mean, there's about 1,000 different jobs that probably need some help with, and so you can check out all the information there. Website,
you can just check out Next Step or on Facebook, facebook.com/Next Step Ministry.
There it is. Okay, facebook.com/Next Step Ministry, and we'll link it to our Facebook page. Johnny, the leader of Next Step. You could probably use some help because you keep getting musicians who bail on you because they're busy.
Yeah, that's
and they have bigger job responsibilities now, and they can't always be there for you, but they try to, and they love you.
You know. It's that's one of the challenging things.
Especially with musicians.
With musicians in general, I think, you know. Let's see, how many bands have I played in now? Yeah. But
going strong in the Echo and Green.
So, you know, like one week we may have, you know, kind of a full band, do a worship set. Other weeks, you know, it's
you and your acoustic.
Yeah, acoustic, you know, coffee shop style, I like to call it.
Yeah.
The old coffee shop set.
And there's coffee there. There's coffee at Next Step, and you guys have snacks.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's a great thing about it is...
It just feels like a chill hangout.
Yeah. You know, it's we're there for each other, and we're all there to grow, and we're all there to grow together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, yeah.
And open. It's one of 3 hours a week that you're not playing Star Wars The Old Republic.
It is true. It's one of those times you can actually grow.
And I don't mean level like, you can, like, level up your real life.
It's like, man, I'm pushing level 40 now. Yeah. I'm almost there.
So there it is. Facebook.com/Next Step Ministries, right?
Yeah, and we also have childcare available for 0 to 12. So if you have kids like Johnny, me, Steve, a lot of people, you know, bring your kids. We have a great children's ministry that happens at the same time that we're really blessed with. And so, you know, gives you a chance to meet with some adults, get some adult talk time, because I know some of you, you know, only talking to your kids isn't enough. You can always talk so much about what were you talking about yesterday?
Yo Gabba Gabba. Yeah.
So, you know, that way you can get some time in, you know, between you and God and some other adults that are on the same path that you are.
And
so,
one thing I would like to say, because I've been able to be involved in this and for a couple of them, and it's really exciting because you're right. Childcare is so important, and it's not just like some 16-year-old taking care of 30 kids. There's actually adequate childcare provided because there's a bunch of people whose heart is, hey, I want to hang out with the kids. And so because of that, you're right. We can, in turn, worship. We can dig into the Word together. We can hang out and have grown-up conversations and enjoy each other's company without being, hold on, sweetheart, hold on. Daddy's talking! Daddy is talking! Shut your mouth! I've never done that. But but it's amazing. And so I love what you guys are doing. And it's every other week right now. Glory Christian Fellowship, which is on Wyoming, just north of Manal. And so, yeah, I want you guys to come in and talk about it because it's growing. It's cool. And I see the heart behind the ministry and what God has pressed upon you, Jacob. And, dude, it's pretty stellar. So I'm personally inviting everybody to this Saturday. 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
Anything else?
7 o'clock.
You guys want to say anything else? Johnny, you want to talk about Star Wars The Old Republic real quick?
Ooh.
We haven't done a guide break yet. You want to talk? give us your review on The Old Republic.
on the spot, huh?
Yeah, here we go.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's talk.
In a galaxy far, far away.
There was a video game that stole my friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Stole me away from the real world.
Okay, but seriously, you played WoW for World of Warcraft.
I played WoW for on and off for about 7 years.
You are a nerd.
7 years.
That's disgusting. So,
yeah, and, you know.
You could have gotten like 7 degrees.
On and off.
Yeah.
On and off.
Which means not every day.
Yeah, you know, I think I actually gave up a degree because of WoW. Yeah. But, yeah, I remember being there in a Photoshop class, you know, and being like, man, I could be raiding right now.
But you were an artisan blacksmith, and that's what mattered.
Yeah. No, but, yeah, actually, they just came out with a new patch yesterday.
Okay.
So, great patch.
All right.
You know, yeah, I don't know where to start with this game.
Well, let's talk about some of the things, because a lot of people compare it to World of Warcraft,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and it is kind of
very
like
similar. It's got, you know, obviously the how did we get talking about this? What the heck
just
happened?
Just focus,
okay,
man!
All right, you know, it's definitely got the MMO build, but the thing I love about it, I mean, incredible storyline.
Yeah.
So you really, in essence, can play it as a single-player MMO, or, you know, with that MMO framework around it, you know?
Kind of like a Mass Effect?
So when you're leveling, yeah. Oh, very much.
For those of us who don't know, don't have the opportunity to play video games, what the heck is MMO?
Oh, it's a massively multiplayer online, right? Multiplayer, massively.
Okay, I guess I'm a dork.
Massively, no, actually, I'm pretty sure I am, because I answered that.
I'm pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you are not the dork here.
Right, right. So please continue your conversation about Star Wars The Old Republic.
And what?
Talent trees.
Okay,
talent trees. Builds, characters,
builds,
customization.
Characters. Okay, so the great thing is, you know, you gather a crew as you level, so you're never alone, Steve. You're never alone. And, I mean, it's really great, because it makes the whole leveling process that much easier.
Right.
If you want to level as a tank or a healer, and people have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yes,
that
they
right
do.
Now. They're like, what's a tank?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, but, well, yeah.
You're thinking
this
too
is
deeply.
Way too.
I love you.
Yes,
okay.
I love you too, buddy. But, you know, got a great PvP system in the game,
okay.
Player versus player.
Right.
For those, so, you know, you can level, grind out, you know, get PvP points. So
is
if you get bored of something.
Because WoW's pretty repetitive, let's
no,
be honest.
I think they put enough content in the game that it's actually not repetitive. You also get your own starship later on in the game. And so there's starship missions, which are much kind of like Star Fox-ish. And pretty great.
Nice.
Graphics look amazing.
Yeah.
Which is what
as
I'm big on.
As long as you buy a $7,000 PC like you.
Yes.
So.
Because of this game, I was kind of forced into.
Forced.
Forced.
Get it?
Yeah.
Using the USA is forced.
Yes.
Let me guess. Your wife twisted your arm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, I just turned 30 a few months ago. So, you know, you only turn 30 once.
This is true.
I think.
Right. Depends on who you talk to.
Yeah.
I've turned 30 like 6 times, so not really. But
nice,
all right, there it is. All Johnny right. B., Jacob from Next Step Ministries. Thanks for the little guide break. That was pretty good, actually.
There you go.
So would you
more
recommend
to come.
It? On a scale of 1 to 7, what would you rate Star
I'd
Wars
give it
Republic?
I'd definitely give it a solid 6.
Okay.
You know, maybe 6.5.
Okay.
Still, you know, it's an MMO that's still early in the stages, but like I said, they just came out with their first real major like content patch yesterday. And after this patch... definitely something for everyone.
Okay.
I could go into that.
Yeah.
Well, not right now.
So check it out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to post a link to Next Step Ministries if you would like to get involved with these crazy people. We do it every other Saturday at Glory Christian Fellowship from 7 to 8 p.m. Jacob throws down the message. Johnny B. leads the worship. And it's pretty incredible. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You guys need
buddy.
To come in like Thank every you. Other Friday now so that you can just talk about this so we can have the next step break.
Sure, that sounds good to me.
Okay, it's going to happen. So there it is. Right back, we've got Dave Martinez in charge of our street team ministries here at Static Radio. We also have Sam Swan. We've got Yo. And I'm Steve-O. This is Static Radio. Complete right here on Static Radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good morning. Oh, man, it's the Steve Radio program in studio. Yo. to my right.
I have discovered I am not alone. I'm so glad Jacob was here. Because for years, I've been the only person I've ever known who would go around admitting, you know what, I don't like babies. Right. And they're like, you have two of them. I was like, yeah, I did have two of them. And you know what? I did not like them when they were babies. It's like, what kind of a father are you?
Right.
It's like, I am being honest, all right? Like people get excited when they're about to have a baby. And they're like, yeah, I'm about to have my first baby. I'm like, oh, that's great.
I'll pray for you.
Yeah, they don't seem very excited. It's like, well, I kind of know what's going to happen. It's like, right. It's going to be great. I'm going to like hold it, and as soon as I do, it'll be like that instant bond of love. And I'm like, that's a fairy tale.
Right.
All right. I heard nothing but that story before I had my first kid, so I'm expecting that to happen. And the first thought I had when our baby was born was, oh, man, you really hurt my wife.
Right.
If you were anybody else, we would so throw down right now. So, like, right off the bat, I had antagonistic feelings towards my own offspring because they harmed my wife. No one told me that's what was going to happen. They told me, like, oh, you hold on and be instantly. And I'm thinking, I heard my wife scream.
Right.
How is that a good thing?
Right.
There's no good there.
It's
pains. How am I supposed to like this
pains
person?
Pains of joy.
Anyone else makes my wife scream that way,
right,
you know, they might disappear. Because I have connections. And
you have connect. Are you talking about Legos? Those are your only connections, let's be honest.
Get the best.
My new Lego T-Rex can make people disappear.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was fun talking with Jacob. I was like, oh man, I'm so glad I'm not the only person who's like, you know what? From 0 to 1 year, they like are some sort of torture device that's in your household to see how much you can endure before you go insane.
Yeah.
But then like after one, everyone's like, man, you was like the worst father ever.
Yeah.
Yes, I was. I'll admit that. But like after they get to about 1 year of age and they start developing a personality, then they start becoming really fun. Like I love my kids now. Like I have so much fun with
too
both
late.
My girls.
Too late. You're ruined.
I know.
You're an evil,
like,
evil human
matter.
Being.
You hate babies. Like,
right.
Yeah, I do. But kids are great. I love having kids. It's the baby I couldn't understand.
Oh, man. Wow. That was your introduction.
Jacob knows
what
I'm talking
about. That was the introduction. I haven't even said, and to my left, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
And he's like glowing in a bathe of halo light right now. Like, oh, Sam. Compared to yo, anybody looks good now.
That's right. I love babies.
Oh, man.
Babies are awesome. Even if they just lay there, they're so sweet and cute.
Man. They are
I probably wouldn't be as extreme as you were.
Now, in my defense, I did not know I'd feel that
way.
Until I had my own baby.
You can't. That's one of those things
you don't know
until it happens.
You don't know.
Exactly. And there were times where I thought, can I wake the baby up and make it do something when we had our first one?
Right.
But I tell you what, that's the beauty of grandchildren.
See,
grandchildren, you just enjoy that part because then they're cute because you hand them back to their mama when they're crying
absolutely.
And fussing. And I'm like, oh, this is my cute little grandson. Hey, how's it going? And then I go, oh, he's fussing. Here, go see your mama.
Go do something.
And then I go back and do whatever I'm doing.
If you're just joining our amazing conversation about babies, we actually have a couple copies of VeggieTales Robin Good, and it's a lesson in handling hurt. So I think I want to give one to Yo.
I need to watch. I'm over my hurt. You know, my kids are older now. I get to play Legos with them, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
I learned the number one thing never to say to your wife. And this is for any rookie dad out there. When we had our first baby, and she was intense, all right? In my defense, our kids had strong personalities from the very beginning.
I don't know where they would get that from.
I don't know either. Nothing would make them happy as a baby. I mean, they cried for everything.
That sounds so unlike you.
And it's,
I don't cry.
You never see me cry.
I can't even finish my story.
You made me cry. Anyway, so it caused some tension between me and my wife. It was probably one of the roughest patches in our marriage, oddly enough, having a baby.
Babies are
intense.
It's difficult.
It wrecks your life. Anyway, and so
I have babies, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really helping out with all the proms coming up.
Right.
People are like, man, I do not even want to risk it.
There you go.
I am helping out. So anyway, like we were having a tough time, and my wife one time was really upset with me, and rightfully so. She's like, I just want you to love our child.
Oh, no.
And so I told my wife, I was like, sweetie, and this made perfect sense in my head. I said, sweetie, I do love our baby. I just don't like her right now.
Oh, man. Ryan! You don't ever say that!
Well, I know that now.
Yeah. I didn't know that before.
I thought, you know, in my mind, I was thinking, man, I got the perfect response for this. This could be
very
great.
Logical.
There's
going to
be, yeah, exactly. Perfectly logical. There'll be birds singing. We'll be happy. And I'm like, yeah, I just don't like her. But I do love her. Of course, that didn't make her feel any better.
Right.
I burst into tears and went into the room. And
you just pulled a high school girlfriend, like, it's not you, it's me, on your wife.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah, absolutely. It was
wow.
the worst thing
That's
I could
the worst
ever
thing
said.
You could ever say.
Yeah,
okay.
It was. Yeah.
Okay.
I know that now.
Wow.
If someone would have told me that ahead of time, then I would have known better. But anyway, so.
You've helped out a bunch of rookie dads.
You just helped out a bunch of rookie dads.
You know what?
Way to go, man.
I have helped out a lot of rookie dads because they come to me and it's like, yeah, I'm about to have a baby. And I tell them my stories. And they're like, oh, man.
Right.
What am I? And then they come back to me and it's like, it wasn't as bad as you said. It's like, of course it wasn't as bad as I said. I gave you the worst case scenario.
Right. Right. Well, it's like
anything's going to be better than that.
Absolutely.
It's like when somebody goes and sees a movie and they're like, that movie sucked.
Yeah.
That was the worst movie I've ever seen. And they go off for 10 minutes about the movie and then I go see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Steve-O's.
Thank you.
Steve-O's this guy.
I help people because then people go see it and they're like, dude, it wasn't that bad.
Of course, you did the flip thing as well. It's like, that's the best movie I've ever seen since last week. And then people are like, go to it and like, why did you like it? What are you talking about? You didn't like it? You're crazy.
It was the worst 3 hours of my life.
Like, I can never talk with Steve-O about movies because if we disagree, somehow I have become brain damaged.
Right.
Yes. And he's like, you are the dumbest person on the face of the earth because you didn't like that movie. It's like,
hey, that's a very good impression of Steve-O.
I know.
That's how
I've heard it. I've heard it a lot of times,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you personally attacking me just because I didn't enjoy the... Like, I don't remember what movie it was, but there's some movie that you loved. And I said, well, it was okay. He's like, what, are you crazy? I can't believe you hated that movie.
Right.
Like, I didn't say I hated it. I just said it was all right. Man, how could you hate that movie? How could you hate it? That was the greatest movie. It's like, it was okay. I didn't like it as much as you did. I thought it was all right.
I'm learning.
I'm so upset that you hate that movie. Like, I didn't say I hate that movie. What is wrong with you?
Hey, I'm learning. I'm learning.
You've tempered
There are
by
some movies that I'm like, it was pretty good, huh? I've learned that. I can't think of them off the top of my head, right?
You know they're
but
out
I'm
there.
I'm sure
there are
movies
seen them.
That, yeah.
You just haven't seen those
just
movies.
Live in the world of extremes.
Hello, Static Radio.
Totally.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
We have no idea, really.
Yeah.
Can you help us out, please?
Well, I called in, and you guys were first talking about babies. Then I'm listening, and you guys are talking about movies.
Right.
What's
going
on?
Give us direction, man.
We're talking about extremes. Babies are extreme, and Steve-O's reactions to movies are
this
extreme.
This is true. This
They're
is
all
true.
Extreme.
I wonder what his reaction to a movie about babies would be.
Oh, no.
3 Men and a Baby is the greatest movie of all time.
That
was
movie
okay.
made me cry.
It was okay. It was okay.
What? Yeah, how could you hate that movie? That was the greatest movie ever made.
Okay. I loved that movie before I had a baby. After I had a baby, I couldn't watch that movie because
right?
it gave me chills. It terrified me so much.
Yeah, it's like a horror story for grown
now.
Men.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
All right. So what would you like to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to ask Sam a question.
Okay.
Speaking of extremes,
it seems
like people that are in ministry, their kids are either growing up to be a pastor... Or
growing up to murder pastors?
Yes, exactly. And Sam, I know Ryan, and he's awesome.
Okay,
cool.
So what's your question?
How did you do that?
Well, two things. Number one, their mother is outstanding.
Ah,
good answer.
CEO, that's what you do.
I do that now.
Okay.
I do that now.
And number two, we are just thankful for the grace of God and
it was God's will that he was a good baby.
That's exactly right. And how God has worked in my son's life and has done some amazing things and has allowed him to have some amazing opportunities and leading worship and being an intern and student ministry at our church and even leading one of our church plants that we have here in the city that when their worship guy broke his hand. And so Center Point Church, the pastor Scott Wilson is his name, Scott knows me and knows my son, and so for about a month and a couple of Sundays, my son led worship for them. So he's just been real responsive. We're real thankful and grateful for that. I can't explain it other than his
you
mom.
You prayed a lot,
well,
didn't
I
you?
I did, absolutely.
Did you pray for that guy to break his hand so your son could? Because I'm just saying.
No, but that,
with the conversation we were having earlier.
If I would have realized that might have been a legitimate prayer to let my son have opportunity.
David prayed for God to melt his enemy's teeth. So if David can pray for God to melt his enemy's teeth, we can pray for worship leaders to break their hands because they're not very good.
Yeah. Maybe it was just lucky.
It was just lucky. It was.
I'm obviously being sarcastic.
It was luck that
it's good to
that
put
guy
that disclaimer
broke his
on
hand.
That.
Yeah. So anyway, and in the course of that, the guy with the broken hand, I mean, still sang
yeah.
with the praise team, and so now he and my son have
formed a bond,
made this friendship, and,
that's cool.
And they're gonna, I think, even the drummer in their group that they're talking about maybe trying to do some stuff in the city. So it's just been it's kind of cool, and that's one of those things. It's hard to explain, you
right.
know, because I know what the example of. Pastor's kids can be, and I think pastor's kids get a bum rap.
Yes,
sometimes.
We do.
Yes,
oftentimes,
yeah.
Y'all can
yes,
attest to that as
do.
A pastor's kid. And I, as the father of pastor's kids, you know, I have a special place in my heart for all pastor's kids. And I just think that if the churches would just realize that they are individuals uniquely created and called by God in their own life, regardless of who their father is, or their mother, or both.
I had the double I had the double whammy because not only was I a PK but I was also a military brat.
Oh yeah.
So people often look at me like, "How are you not in prison?"
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
Right. Yeah.
You're
right.
A pastor's kid and a military brat, yeah. and yet you turned out somewhat balanced.
And in the military, we had guys.
Except
that,
he hates babies. So let's be honest.
That's exactly.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
The officers' sons.
Yeah.
My dad was enlisted, so some of the officers' sons would try to carry their rank. Like, one of my friends, his dad was a colonel. My dad was a staff sergeant. And he would always try to boss me around. I'm like, dude, your dad is the one that has the bird on his
yeah.
collar.
Yeah.
And my dad
I'll
has the stripes on
you.
His sleeve.
Yeah.
You're not the boss of me.
Yeah.
And then he beat me up. But that's a whole other reason for therapy.
It was
right
funny because I had, like,
right.
reverse discrimination because my dad was an
yeah.
officer.
So and all like, the NCO kids. Yeah.
Like, we never really thought about it.
Yeah.
Me and my brothers, I mean, it meant nothing to us, really.
Right.
And you try to hang out with certain kids, like, no, we don't want to play with you. It's like, why not? It's because your dad's the lieutenant colonel. It's like, I don't even know what that means.
Right.
Why
right.
do you care?
I liked
wow.
hanging out with the officer's kids because they had the coolest toys.
Right.
Because their dad made a lot more money than my
right.
dad. So we'd always go hang out at their place, ride their
See, that would have been true in our case, except I had two brothers and a sister. So my
yeah.
parents had to kind of distribute
yes,
the wealth, as
yeah,
it were.
Of course.
So
yeah.
I had my Legos, and they had their.
Yo,
stuff.
I would have hung out with you.
Hey, I appreciate
I
that, Sam.
Hung out.
Wow.
All
right, cool.
Yeah.
Look, we're forming a bond right now.
Forming
see?
Friendships on
There's
Static
There's a lot
Radio.
Of love here, man.
That's
I'm
what
feeling
we do.
So lucky on Friday the 13th that I have this friendship forming
oh,
right now.
There you go.
It's a good day.
Yeah. Wow. You're listening to Static Radio. Steve-O. Yo, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Right back with Dave Martinez.
That guy is awesome.
Yeah. Not only is he our street team dude, but he throw down some ink. He does.
And he likes babies.
And he likes babies.
So.
He looks like he eats them because he's a scary looking dude.
But
he's actually
them.
Really nice. We'll talk to him next. Static Radio. Sleeping at Last, the Sea of Atlas right here on Static Radio. I feel like I'm at a convention right now. There's 17 people in here. Dave, step up to this mic. You come steal this one and hang out with me. Oh, man, it's the Steve Radio program. And in studio, about 17 people. You can see them all on the webcam and be creeped out. But to my left, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Howdy,
he
howdy.
Likes babies!
Yeah,
like
he likes babies.
I just got a text from my oldest daughter. She's listening to me. She's traveling from Hobbs to Albuquerque.
Oh, cool.
She said I had a nice radio voice.
You do.
That was nice for
you
my
do.
Oldest daughter to say.
And,
yeah.
dude, that's a very, there
see?
It is.
Yeah.
See? Aw. That's because you loved your babies.
I've
and now your baby
babies.
Loves you.
That's right.
So, I'm
just
kids love me!
To my right.
That's why babies don't remember anything.
That's right.
For the
right.
first couple of years.
That's exactly
They'll
right.
never remember that, yo. They'll never remember.
Dave Martinez.
Hello.
What up, dude? The head of our street team.
Man, I love this song.
Addictive Inc. and Metal Dude.
Metal. These guys are great. I saw them like 3 different times when I was a teenager.
Really?
Yeah.
I never saw them, but when I was in Royal Rangers as a kid, I actually built a yellow and black guitar for Woodshop.
Did you?
Yeah, I made a guitar and then I painted it yellow and black striped.
Dude, that is awesome.
Because I was like a nerdy little kid fan.
I always wanted a yellow and black guitar, but never had one.
Yeah.
I had a yellow and black motorcycle.
No way.
Yes. You never saw it?
No.
It was I totally drove it over here.
Really?
You saw it, right, you?
Yellow and black,
it was
like
black
striped?
With yellow stripes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do
wait,
you
wait, wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Do you remember?
Yeah. I was thinking like Striper, where it was like almost like a bumblebee.
Oh, no, no, no,
I'm
no,
like,
no.
what?
No, it just had yellow
okay.
racing stripes.
Like racing stripes,
yeah.
yes. I do remember
yeah.
that.
Some people thought it was for the Steelers. I was like, absolutely
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not into football at all, so it wouldn't yeah. be about any team. So
there it is. Dave Martinez, yeah. the head of our street team. And, dude, what's going on, man?
Whole lot of everything.
Yeah.
You know,
the Lord's always doing stuff, so it's very awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's getting warmer, so yeah. We're actually getting more excited to get out and start recruiting people. I'm working up some literature to let people know more about what Street Team is about.
Yeah.
For both people, if they know some people who need help, and also for people so they understand what the heart of this is and they can join us.
Yeah.
So, you know, so both. We're recruiting people to come out and serve the community with us, primarily elderly people and special needs. So, man, if you have the heart for that or you just have the heart to serve, you know, and we'd really love to have lots of young people come out and do this, you know, so that way there's a discipleship happening as well. And we can go out and at a young age, younger age, people learn boldness to go out and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
You know, just live their faith, not just come to church or go to youth group or do things like that. I mean, literally be, I mean, people go out. I was speaking about football team. People speak about the things they love in their life freely. I mean, you speak about
Angels. Love the Halos. Baseball season. We're 2-4, but I still love them.
And tons of people talk about that stuff like it's nothing every day. Why can't we speak about our God that we love, that loves us that freely?
Johnny just spent 10 minutes talking about Star Wars: The Old Republic. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So I man. You know, it's weird what I've realized that I'm almost into nothing.
Yeah.
I have no interest. I have no...
You love motorcycles.
Well, that's
true. And playing music.
That's true.
And guitars.
Those two things.
And tattoos. Are you into tattoos? You just kind of...
You know...
Do you even enjoy doing tattoos anymore?
I do. Really do, but... It's a different kind of thing for me because I guess once I gave my life to the Lord, I had this whole reversal of importance of things.
Right.
So tattoos now is a blessing and it's a privilege. So I enjoy it in that aspect instead of it being a passion and something that I really love to do. And that was my God at one time.
Right.
I mean, that was my life and I would have even said that. But now it's like a whole reversal thing. I see it as this blessing that the Lord gave me and that's how I live through it. And so I don't look forward to it in the same sense as I did every day. When I get to do it, I understand it as a blessing and I appreciate it.
Right.
And so because I'm working with a person, I know we're going to have conversations about the Lord. I look forward to that the most.
Yeah.
And then doing a good job. So then that way it reflects the Lord.
Right.
You know, when people see it, it's and they boast about how great of work it is or whatever. I can give that to the Lord. I can say it's all because of him.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a whole different way to live. And so in discipleship, I would love to bring young kids up alongside to teach them how to do that wherever they're at.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to look a certain way. The Lord puts all of us, you know, like we can look across this room at all these guys that are in here. We all look different. You can tell we all have different interests.
Except
we all
for me and Johnny. We're kind of similar. We're kind of like, or at least our kids look alike. Wait a minute.
Oh, man. And you guys like them.
And we love them.
This has been one of the most funny times I've come here.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if I was Legos, I'd be all over the floor.
Right.
I've been laughing so hard this morning at you guys.
Oh, man. So the Street Team, I mean, just last week we had Teresa in from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. They did the feet washing. You're right. It is coming up on a warmer time. There's a lot more activities. There's a lot more need right now as well. The winter shelter just closed for the city of Albuquerque, so there's a lot more homeless. And the Street Team, I know you guys are interested in, you know, special needs and the elderly. And, man, if you have a project, if you're listening right now and there's something that you would like help with, that you need help with, that's part of what the Street Team's about as well. And
or
so,
if you know somebody,
absolutely.
You know, if you know somebody, just email us, and I'll do my best to get back to you as quickly as I can.
Yeah.
Especially now that it is getting warmer, I want to get more on top of things and to start putting this thing together and going out and doing that. We do things here and there, but my wife and I, we're gonna probably start just doing things whether we've got a team or not.
There you go. Know? Yeah.
So. And with that, too, we want to start being at more of the static events that are there so we can talk to people about that. That's why I want to get together this literature so that people can walk away with something and understand what it's about. And we can talk to them a little bit.
If you would like to join the Street Team, get to mystaticradio.com on the main page. There's a big old block that says Street Team.
Yeah.
And you can shoot your information. It'll get to Dave. And then we can get going that way. Either if you'd like to volunteer or if you know somebody in need who could use some help. I don't care if it's yard work, man.
Yeah.
We want to help the community, and we want to just share that love of Jesus Christ in this community of Albuquerque and reach out to the city. And so if you're listening and you know, one of two things, maybe God's tugging at your heart, like, I got some time to kill and I want to serve the Lord and I just haven't known where to dig in. Street Team is just one way you can dig in. And so mystaticradio.com, and we'll get back
to you. Yeah. And I'm actually thinking of, my wife and I were talking about it this morning, of turning our Mustang into the official Street Team car.
I like that, because it's pretty much the coolest car in the universe.
Putting rubber to the road, you know what I mean?
That was my first car in high school, man. So I got to be honest, I kind of envy your car.
Wow.
You're causing your brother to stumble.
You had one.
I hate when people say that.
You can come and stay. Man. I know, right?
Yeah.
so I just ignore it.
Yeah.
But you can come stand by my car.
I can't. I would love to. I'll take you for a ride. By your van.
My van?
Yeah, sorry. The song Stand By Your Man, but I said van because it rhymed, but it has nothing to do with Mustangs.
Wow, that went
I'm all over this morning. All over.
Again, if I were Legos.
Yeah. Dave Martinez from the Street Theme, thank you for coming in, man.
Thank you for having me.
All right, mystaticradio.com. If you would like to get involved, you can submit your information or submit your event or your activity that you need help with. And, we can help you out there. Mystaticradio.com. Right back, we got the Civil Wars. We have Sam Swan. We have Yo. We have Jake. We have Johnny. We have Dave. It's a full house this morning. Yeah. Static Radio. Swim, Static Radio. Oh man, it's the Steve Radio program. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. It's finally here. I'm excited.
And it's Friday the 13th.
That's right. Yo to my right, and Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico to my left. And yeah.
Yeah.
We've been all over the gamut of conversation this morning.
It's been crazy.
It really has. It's Friday.
Yeah,
so we're kind of all over.
That's what I love about coming in on Fridays.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those happy days. It's one of those crazy, fun, joyous, whatever days. So, real quick reminder, we had Jake and Johnny in studio. In fact, they're still hanging out in the background.
I can't get them to leave. Awesome.
I'm just kidding. Next Step Ministries, every other Saturday at Glory Christian Fellowship. And we need to post that at our Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
Jake, get up there. You do that. You just do that right now. You just get in the Yo's way, and you just post that right now.
I do not mind at all.
There you go. And you can check that out. It's a 20s, 30s. Awesome something ministry. Basically, just come check it out, and you can find out all the details at MyStatic Radio or Facebook.com/MyStatic Radio. And it's Friday the 13th. We've been talking superstitions and luck, and do you believe in that kind of thing? And we kind of got off track there for a little bit, but you have like 1,000 stories this morning. Like
I always do a lot of show prep.
You do.
You know that.
Where are we going?
Well, we need to talk about the guide real quick.
Okay.
Because we got some new movies coming out today. Three Stooges is coming out today.
Okay.
From the Farley Brothers, which I find rather interesting that they're doing that. And the interesting thing is they made it a PG movie, which, you know, they're not really known for.
Right.
So the fact that they made a PG Three Stooges kind of indicates to me that they're going to keep it sort of true to the source material. We posted a poll at Facebook about the new Three Stooges at the guide, and I was surprised at how much feedback we got on it, because I didn't think a lot of people were that interested in a remake of the Three Stooges, but it has generated
My kids are freaking out.
Have they seen the original?
No.
See, that's the thing that's fascinating. There's a lot of people who are like, I don't even know. I didn't know there were the original Three Stooges, but I can't wait to see this movie.
Yes.
So it's kind of, did you watch the original Three Stooges, Sam?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Classic.
Absolutely.
Okay, now here's the big question of the hour.
Yeah.
Curly or Shemp? Let's be honest.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's been so long since I've seen the original episodes.
Yeah.
It's all kind of melded together,
and
I can't really remember which one.
I was like
which.
Shep.
Really?
Yeah.
I was Curly. I was a Curly guy.
Oh, everybody likes Curly.
Of course.
Well, here's the
Curly's other. Curly's the bald one, and then there were other ones where it was almost like a rip-off Mo.
Yeah.
Who,
yeah. You know, the interesting thing about it is how it's so gender divided.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that when it comes to the Three Stooges, the classic Three Stooges, guys think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I'd watch that and I would be cracking up. And my wife would be sitting there and she'd be like, why is this funny? All they're doing is poking each other in the eyes. Yeah. Like, I know, it's hilarious.
I know, it's great. It's like junior high all
that's
over
so
again.
Fun. And she just would not. She would not get it. So I don't know how the new one's going to be.
You know, in fact, when the trailer was on the television, yeah. I was like, oh, I'm excited to see that. And I looked over at my wife, and she goes,
exactly.
That's when you can take the kids to.
Yeah, that's exactly what my wife has said, too. She has no desire.
Like a huge gender division, too.
Of course, my wife likes all the blowing up movies, too. Yeah.
So go see Lockout or whatever that new one's called that came out today. That looks awesome!
It's written by Luke Benson.
I don't know who that is.
The guy who did...
L-U-C, huh?
Yeah, L-U-C.
Yeah.
He did... anyway. We'll have a review of Three Stooges up later today. If you're curious about the movie, check out the guide, gamingmovieguide.com. We'll have a review of that for you. Or Facebook.com/gamingmovieguide. Also got some free comics to give away from Astro Zombies this morning that we need to do.
Yeah.
At some point, somehow, some way. Always appreciate those guys over at Astro Zombies helping us out and do some reviews of that. One of the ones that we did is The Mighty Thor.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the Avengers movie.
A point one issue?
It's a point one issue, supposedly to make it easy for people to jump on board and get into it.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know if that actually works out.
Yeah.
I didn't think so much.
Okay. So you can check all that out, obviously, gameandmovieguide.com.
Yep. All the comic book reviews, new video game reviews. We got our review up of Kid Icarus Uprising.
That's right.
For the 3DS.
Yep.
Will did a great review on that, so you can check out the video for that. So just a lot's going on, and as we get closer to the summer, man, we are going to be covering all the big blockbusters coming out, including Avengers, and we already got plans for that. And we'll be covering Ace when it comes in June.
Yeah, dude.
Albuquerque Comic Expo is coming up, and we're really excited about that. We're going to be working with them, try and get some interviews and have some press coverage of that, let you know. It's pretty cool for Albuquerque that we have that kind of event right here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Because those comic conventions are pretty huge, and they got some big names coming
huge
to this.
Huge names. Yeah.
I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah. So,
and if it continues to grow, considering the movie business that we do here in Albuquerque,
right?
Because you go to like San Diego Comic-Con or New York Comic-Con, there's a lot that's connected to films and video games at those huge conventions. As this one continues to grow, I really think there's going to be more of that type of exposure.
Dude, Image announced that they're going to be here. Image Comics.
That's huge.
To me, that's, I mean, The Walking Dead, you've got Invincible, I Spawn. I mean, there's so many things. So I was really excited to hear what's happening already with this one. And it's only the second one.
Yeah, it's only the second one as it continues to grow. And especially as our movie industry grows here in New Mexico, I think we're going to see more of those types of connections between the two.
Yeah.
And that's just great for our city and our state. So
we did kind of film the Avengers here. So let's be honest.
Yeah, there's that small movie, The Avengers, that got filmed here. I have a friend who was an extra in the Lone Ranger.
Yeah,
that they're filming here as well. And that he grew this big bushy mustache for
right.
it. Cool. And was very happy when he got to shave it off after he did that part.
Yep, I see the signs all over town. WW Wild West, you know, or whatever it is, whatever they're calling it.
Yeah, so cool stuff going on, and we'll keep you apprised of it all. GameandMovieGuide.com.
All right, there it is. Our dear friend Aaron Gillespie in town for the weekend. He was on the show yesterday. If you missed that, got some of the audio posted. And
that
you can
guy's
check
done it.
I tried. Right away, great captain. Oh, no, I tried right here on Static Radio. Good morning, oh, man. It's the Steve radio program. To my right, yo.
Hello.
From GameAndMovieGuide.com. And to my left, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Howdy.
Howdy. How's it going? Yeah. I know you have to get out of here soon.
Yeah, man.
You've been hanging out with us for a while.
It's been great.
I thank you for that.
Yeah, you bet.
I thank you for your time.
So. Oh, you are so welcome.
How are the Cubbies doing?
They've won 2 games.
Yeah, so have we.
Yeah, two.
So.
They're 2-4.
Yeah, we're 2-4.
But you play like 500 games in a season.
162.
Oh, that's right.
Golly.
So
non-baseball people.
I was starting, just about to say.
Starting 2-4 is not that big of a deal.
Well, yeah, that's true. But it is the Cubs. So probably by May 3rd, we'll know whether they're out of the race.
Right.
Mathematically eliminated from the playoffs by May 3rd.
This
last
is true.
Last year, they lasted till May 13th. So,
yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Their starting pitching is great, but they just can't.
Did you see the Royals game where the guy ended the game by hitting the player two players in a row. First time in 50 years that a game has ended.
And walked in the run?
Walked in the run because he hit a player.
So
he hit a guy to load the bases.
Yep.
And it was like the bottom of the 12th or whatever. And then on his next pitch, he hit the next guy to bring in the walk. And it was the first time in like 46 years
that a game has ended. Is that what that's called?
Something like that.
It's definitely a walk-off hit.
There you go.
Well, I mean, what a terrible way to go in the history books.
Yeah.
Hey, that hasn't been done in 50 years. Good job.
Congratulations.
Dang it.
Yeah.
That's not what I want to be remembered for as a
pitcher. It's not a patch you want to put on your uniform.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but how long is that going to be remembered for, honestly? Because think about this. Who was the pitcher that Mark McGwire hit... His 600th or what, you know, remember when he beat Maris?
Yes.
Who was the pitcher?
He was a Chicago Cub.
He was a Cub.
And
see, you remember
name,
this.
It's coming. It'll come.
Cubs fans, of course, will remember this.
Of course, because it happened to him.
But it's still, look at this. You're a Cubs fan, and it's taking you a while. So how long are those,
he was a sorry pitcher anyway.
Yeah.
If it would have been off of anybody, it would have been him. But
I can't remember now either.
I can't think of his
Mark Price.
No, Pryor, so you're thinking of.
Mark Pryor, sorry. Yeah.
I don't know who Mark Price is.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking he played for the Halos.
I was thinking of Mark Grace.
Steve Traxel.
There it is.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so maybe fans will remember. Royals fans will never forget. Everyone else, maybe, you know. Yeah. So,
I've already forgotten.
True baseball people.
Yeah, yeah. So, Sam, tell us what's going on, man. Yeah, I know you got to get on out of here, but we always hang out and have fun. And I always mentioned Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
But let's never talk about this.
Right
now we're kind of in a preparation stage. I've got three camps in June that I'm in charge of, two in the southern part of our state and one in the northern part, kind of by Albuquerque.
Okay.
So we're in preparation stage, writing Bible studies and getting learning activities and all that kind of stuff out.
You should say prep stage, because when every time somebody says preparation, I think they're going to say H after
okay,
that.
Okay, that's true. I'll
and
say.
And that just thinks, that reminds me of cream that you
we're
put
in, the,
in weird
we're
places.
In the prep stages.
Yeah, the prep
of,
stages.
There you go, okay. Of putting our
I'm
camps
just
together.
To help you,
no,
man.
It's good. I appreciate it. I need that input. I need that help. That's why I hang out with younger people, because I'm getting older now and I can't, you know, that's why I hang out with all the youth guys in our state so they can help me out, because they're all younger and smarter than me. So, but anyway, so we're getting ready for camp. I'm very excited about it. It's nobody that anybody's ever heard of, because we have a real small budget, but we've got, what I do is I bring in guys who can speak, who can preach the word of God and they love hanging out with teenagers. And I bring in worship groups that love the Lord and that love to bring everybody along with them to the throne during the week of camp to worship. And we have recreation. It's a normal camp. I mean, a typical youth ministry camp. And
where
Bible
are those camps at this year?
There's a place down kind of by Cloudcroft called Civil's Baptist Encampment and Retreat Center.
Wow.
And it's a camp that our convention owns, and the campground itself. And so we have two of our camps down there. And then one of the camps we have up here at a place called Inlow Retreat and Encampment. And it is in the Manzano Mountains, kind of. It's about southeast of Albuquerque, about an hour.
Okay.
So it's really cool. So we've got two camps that we have.
As part of the Baptist Convention of New Mexico, I want to help you further, okay? Because you're talking about a Baptist encampment and retreat.
Right.
Which the initials for that is BEAR.
Yes.
And it's probably the last thing you want to have
in the title, in the mountains,
for parents. So, again, might want to mix that up
a little.
I'll
mention that to powers that be.
Yeah, you don't want to have BEAR in the title.
I never have really thought about that. Yeah. I'll have to mention that to the boards.
That's
of
why I make
I
the
know,
big
that's
bucks.
Why, that's why
you, know?
You make. So, that's why I'm just the youth guy,
right?
Because I don't know that stuff. Bears? Is that like gummy bears?
Yeah. So
we're gonna get gummy bears at camp. How fun!
Yeah. Not so much on the bears camping.
Not so much.
There it is.
So that's where my ministry is. So
you're in
cool.
the prep stages, the planning phase, if you will. And,
exactly.
So prayer for the camps of the summer for the youth, for the leadership, for the worship team, for
absolutely.
Yeah, for the safety of everybody.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
yeah, you
okay.
Bet. Yeah.
Thanks. Right on.
Thanks, Steve-O.
Yeah, man. And we'll see you next Friday, of course.
Next Friday. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be here next Friday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I got to go.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to Hobbs next Friday because this is not a work-related. You know, I travel all over the state.
Yeah, of course.
This is a personal trip. On Saturday, I'm running a half marathon in Hobbs.
All right, man. Wow.
So Friday, we're leaving Friday morning sometime, so I'll come in and chat on the radio for
we'll
a little
make sure
bit
we have some bacon that morning.
That'd be great. Yeah. Gotta have that bacon. Well, bacon I mean, Sunday thing over here.
Let's be honest, next Friday is 420.
Hey, yeah.
I had to.
Oh,
all right. I'm just trying to. Okay. Well, on that, Sam Swan,
on that, I'm going to say.
The Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
I'm going to get the Baptist Mafia after this, Steve. Yeah.
Whatever. They couldn't
we'll
catch
make you read
me.
Scripture you can't refuse. Yeah.
Wow. More with Yo. I'm Steve O. We got Johnny B and Jacob in the background, and we'll talk a little bit more about Next Step. And, you know, it's Friday, and, you know,
show
elementary schools all around usually do show and tell on Friday. This is a show and tell you will never forget about. We'll talk about that next. Static Radio. Tekoa, Love and Hate right here on Static Radio. 9:42 now on your Friday morning. Welcome to the Oh Man, It's the Steve Radio program. To my right, Yo, GameAndMovieGuide.com.
Hello.
And to my left, Johnny B. You going to get
Johnny
on the mic?
Johnny B.
Yeah, you are.
All right.
Come on. Hang out with us.
Johnny B.
Johnny B. is in the
guitar
house.
Guitar player for the Echoing Green and worship leader for Next Step. In fact, you guys are meeting tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 7 to 8. You want to stand or sit?
Let's
stand or sit. What do you want?
I'm going to stand.
Okay, there
yeah.
you go.
Standing is better.
There you go.
I'm used to standing all the time. So
details on that at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Something we do every other Saturday at my old church, Glory Christian Fellowship.
Yes.
My old roommate, Jake, growing up.
Yes.
Throwing it down.
A lot of people get confused as to where we're located.
Yeah.
So there's let me just, if anyone knows where the original, or I think it's
Hoffman
the original,
Town. Yeah.
Well, the original Hoffmantown, I was going to say Dos Hermanos, the taste, which is, you know, I don't know, I think the one in the sub at UNM is still open, but
yeah,
if you know where the original Dos is on Wyoming.
It's in the same parking lot.
Yeah, Dos, that place is near and
Dos
dear
is no
to my heart.
With us.
So, but yeah, we are right next to the old Dos Hermanos there.
Okay. And there it is.
Yeah.
All
there
right.
you go.
So thanks for joining. Okay, so we tease this.
Yeah.
It is Friday.
It is.
Show and tell day at elementary schools nationwide.
This is a perfect thing for a Friday the 13th, actually.
Yeah.
Because apparently there was this kindergartner in Connecticut who came in for show and tell. And he came in to show and tell very excited about what he had to show and tell about because he got it from his stepdad, apparently. Anyway, he had these really fun, quote-unquote, packets of some sort of powdery substance.
Fairy dust.
Yeah. So he was like, hey, look, everybody. It's like a magic powder type thing. And he was all really excited about it. But the teacher realized what it really was. It was heroin.
What?
And she called the authorities as soon as she saw it being waved around by this kindergartner.
Right.
It's like, okay, I don't think that's the best show and tell choice.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, the stepdad got arrested on three drug possession charges, including the intent to sell within 1,500 feet of a school.
Wow.
So, I mean, how do you handle that? How was show and tell today, son? Oh, it was great. By the way, these officers came back with me, and they need to talk with you.
You're right.
I'll see you in 7 to 10.
You know? Right.
Like, that's the worst show and tell ever when the parent ends up in jail at the end of it.
I'll tell you what, dude. How many stories do we all three... We're all parents here. How many of us have those stories where it's like, your children are always watching you, and they mimic everything you say and do? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. For one of my kids, like, show and tell thing, they told their class that their daddy gets chased by the police a lot, and he drives really fast to get away from them.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
Because at the time, I was playing Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, which is a video game where the cops do chase you because you're doing illegal street racing in the video game. But they don't mention that.
All they tell
the teachers, my daddy drives fast a lot, and he drives really fast to get away from the police.
Yeah.
And so my wife is going in to pick him up. I was like, yeah, we heard some some interesting things about your husband.
Yeah.
And so the teacher was apparently concerned and was talking with her. I was like, so I hear he like drives really fast and tries to get away from the police or something. And my wife like was super embarrassed. Like, my husband plays video games. Yes, he's a grown man, but he still plays video games.
Yes, he's a grown man.
It's his job. He reviews video games and movies. That's what he does. Yes, he's been playing. But it's a video game.
Right, right.
We are very safe drivers as parents. Right. He does not exceed the speed limit any more than any other New Mexican.
Yeah.
So she had to clarify that. So that was one of our crazy show and tell things that happened is all of my daughter's classmates thought I was cool because I drove really fast to get away from the police.
See, my wife gets really mad at me because she runs a school and daycare center, and you know, she's in charge over there.
Yeah.
And our kids go to that school, and I like to say things purposely so that my kids will take them back to school and repeat them because they repeat everything
I say. Of course
they
do, yeah, absolutely.
And so I do it, but my wife gets so angry. She's like, you know they're going to repeat that. I'm like, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
I want them to. Yeah. I absolutely want them to because it's kind of fun because then more often than not, we do get notes that come home for whatever reason. And usually I'm like, oh, this is great. It's hilarious. And I love these things. So, yeah, you were kind of in the same.
So I got a question kind of going back to grown men in video games here.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
what's so wrong with it?
Yeah, you know, like, I just turned 30.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I still feel young at heart, you know, but I know I'm getting
Well,
you know,
see, that's a stereotype.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. You look at the sales for video games, the average age for people who buy video games
are grown men.
It's 35.
Yeah. Yeah.
35 is the average age.
So what's your question?
No, all I was getting at is you know, what do you think it's going to be like in you know,
20 years.
30 more years?
Right.
When, you know, I just, you know,
When the average age for gamers is 60?
Dude, so I look at, you know, we're trying to, like, introduce my grandma,
right,
who lives in Missouri, to Skype and all this stuff. And
right.
She, you know, it's just
lost.
Like, whoa.
Right.
It is, you know. So,
yeah, but I don't think that's going to stay that way. I mean, have you seen the new television for Samsung where they're all like, you know, hey, it has voice commands and you can use your hand to select things. It's basically Kinect integrated with a TV.
Yeah. But that's our age.
And it's a smart TV.
Yes.
So in 30 years, you know, our generation will be older and we'll understand the technology. But I don't think my mom struggles with texting.
All I'm getting back is how are people going to feel when these 70-year-old men are lining up at GameStop at midnight for the release of
Grand Theft Auto
Halo
7.
8
right?
or whatever.
Right.
I'm like, yes, the Master Chief saga continues.
Right.
Awesome.
He's 147 like, now, yes, but I still love him.
I went to GameStop at midnight in my pajamas to get Batman Arkham City when it came out.
Yeah.
I have Batman pajamas.
Yeah. So
I wore them, and I was blown away. It's like, these are my kind of people, because I'm in there. They're all the same age as I am, and they're all complimenting me. It's like, hey, man, cool jammies. I'm like, I have never been complimented
coming,
on my jammies from
this
another
coming from
man,
the grown
but,
man
yeah.
who has a stuffed bat dog.
I do, at
that,
my desk.
That carries, is it, it's here?
Yeah, it's here.
Oh, I haven't seen him.
No, it's here. He's guarding my desk right now.
Yeah, right? See?
Yeah.
So in 30 years.
I got dinosaur Legos for my birthday. My wife, my birthday was this week on Wednesday. My wife did for me a great thing. I had a dinosaur-themed birthday.
Right.
Okay, I turned 37. She's doing a dinosaur with the little plates.
For a 37-year-old.
With the little plates with dinosaurs on them and the napkins, matching napkins with dinosaurs. And I got, you know, Jurassic Park trilogy on Blu-ray. And I got dinosaur Legos to play with, which I was very excited about. And I got a kite, one of the, like, the really cool ones where you got, like, you know, the two.
You just described my 6-year-old son's birthday.
No, I'm describing my birthday. It's a pterodactyl. I was very stoked. It was like, cool, it's a pterodactyl kite. I can't wait to go out and play it.
What?
This was my birthday this year, and it was like one of my favorite birthdays.
Right.
Like, this is so cool. I got dinosaur-themed everything. It was a lot of fun. I often talk about, and I've even done a good news of the day on this, about, you know, the Bible talks about having childlike faith.
Right.
And here's the thing. It's great
to be childlike. Jesus encouraged us to be childlike. Unfortunately, we often confuse that with being childish.
Right.
A lot of people think being childish is being childlike. That's not being childlike. What is childlike? Childlike, you know, when I look at my kids, I love some of their attributes. They're so quick to forgive and forget.
Right.
Any hurt.
Right.
Like, in a couple minutes. It's right. The most severe thing that ever happened to them. They're so angry. A couple minutes later, they're just happily playing with it. They forgive and forget so easy. They're delighted by the simplest things. They right. find so much joy in so many simple things. They have so much trust. They're willing to believe the best about everybody.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, that's being childlike. That's what the Bible encourages.
It's not throwing tantrums at Smith's because you're not getting the Butterfinger
that's
you wanted.
That's being childish.
Because I'll spank your kid, man.
That's being childish. So anytime I have like people ask me about that birthday stuff, it's like, hey, I'm doing what the Bible told me to do, to be childlike.
You're being childlike.
Not childish,
dude,
childlike.
And you nailed it. My kids and I, we go through the Bible together and we read, and one time, I'll never forget this, Jack asked me the question, if a lion, this is child logic, of course, if a lion ever broke into our house, would you be able to take care of the situation? And I said, if a lion ever broke into our house.
Could happen. Escapes from the zoo.
Jumps right through the window. Yeah. MGM intro to a movie starts roaring at me.
Leo.
Would I be able to take care of the situation? I said, wow, that's a really good question. And before I answer, I do the dad thing. What do you think, son? You know what I mean?
Always buying some time.
And he says, well, obviously, because one of his favorite stories is Samson. And not Samson and Delilah, but beforehand when he's taking out lions, when he's taking out the Philistines, when he's doing all these great things. And he loves that. And I said, well, why is that? Why do you think that? And he said, because you love God. And because Samson loved God, he had the strength to take care of that lion. And if you love God and you trust in God like I know you do, I know you're going to have the strength to take out that lion. And I was like, convicted. Because yeah. I was thinking, okay, well, I would run as long as I'm faster than my wife. I'm just kidding.
See, but think about that. I mean, that is being childlike.
Yeah.
If you are childlike, you have the utmost faith in your father.
Right.
Kids have an amazing degree of trust and faith in their parents that they will be able to take care of any situation.
Yeah.
Now, for some reason, we outgrow that as we get older, which I think is a terrible thing for us to do. Because the fact of the matter is, if we have that childlike faith, we can have that same belief in our Heavenly Father, and it's not even misplaced, because He can help us take care of any situation. We get so worked up when things don't go right.
What are you saying? I can't take care of a lion?
He's like, we're disappointed in Him. It's like, oh, great, God blew it because something went wrong.
Right.
And it's like, that's not the case. The case is God faithful no matter what happens? Absolutely He is, but our faith and trust in that is shaken so easily because we don't want to be childlike. We want to be like more mature, you know, because of all the intellectual scientific stuff we're assaulted with all the time. You know, oh, faith is just so silly. Only kids have belief in the tooth fairy and Santa Claus and God. You know, it's all equated with that. And we buy into it.
Right.
Whether we realize or not, we buy into it. And then we're afraid to just have a simple childlike faith. And I think that's unfortunate.
Yep.
And how did you get me up on my pulpit?
I don't know.
When you get a preacher's kid talking about this type of stuff, why do you do that to me?
Getting back to the original.
Going to GameStop in our pajamas.
Going to GameStop. Kids, so don't take drugs to school.
Going back to the grandmas and Skype. Yeah, there it is.
Yep, there you go. So what would you do if, you know, if a shark came into your house?
Well, that could happen.
It could.
Obviously.
You know what?
Thank you, child.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Well, all I would have to do is hold out for about 2 minutes because without water, he would die suffocate. Anyways.
Sharks have to keep moving to breathe.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. True story. So that's what I would do personally. So Johnny B, thanks for coming in
Steve,
and hanging out,
buddy.
Here. Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow. Next Step Ministries. Every other Saturday.
Yep, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Glory Christian Fellowship.
Yeah, that's right.
It's funny, you never hear sharks escaping from the zoo.
Well, that's, where are they going to go?
Gorillas and lions and stuff, but never a shark.
However, now there's that creepy fish that migrated to America somehow that's like on land that they're calling like Satan's fish that can like bite through like steel-toe boots and all that crazy stuff, and they can actually walk on land.
Really?
Have you guys not heard about this?
That's new to me, buddy.
We do not have enough time in the world to talk about this. All right. You've been listening to Static Radio, of course. Steve-O, Yo, Johnny B,
next Friday, we'll see. We're gonna see you. I'm gonna keep bugging you.
Okay.
Keep it. Oh, you're
Monday.
Going on. Okay.
Wait.
Monday. Wednesday.
I'll
Tuesday.
Come in on a Monday.
Okay.
Or
right.
Tuesday. Or a Wednesday.
We'll see you. We'll see you soon. And yeah, it's Friday. We're out of here.
Give those away.
I know. Wait. Well, there's a caller on the phone. He. Congratulations. You won VeggieTales. We'll give him. Copy of VeggieTales to whoever's actually stayed on the line this long to say something to us. And as we've been talking about, I think this is a fitting outro. Cold War kids, something is not right with me.
Amen.
Yeah. Static Radio.
Happy Friday the 13th.